following is a digital media production.
He's Rick Shapiro.
And he's Jeff Leach. Man, he makes me look beautiful just by staring at him. Whatever that means.
We're on Race Wars.
Whatever that means.
Getting to the heart of every issue that any race has ever wanted to understand, right?
I feel it's more of a race.
It's not a race, it's an essence
of what life is. It's a race and
it's a
fucking
marathon.
War. And you need comedians. And I gotta say, Sherrod and Kurt, fucking specific and fear. You know, you'll never hear a glaze over their voice. You'll hear what you want to hear.
Like a syrup.
All right, Sherrod, do you ever have this problem that I have?
What's that?
That I am plagued with. Literally every time I take off my pants, it stinks up the room.
Okay? I've noticed, Kurt. I didn't want to say.
And I thank you for that. But you're not going to have to worry about it anymore, buddy. Because thanks to Mack Weldon.
Yeah.
Our new sponsor. And I got my new undergarments.
Oh,
are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, my friend.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And first of all, these Mack Weldon underwear, I have them on right now, buddy.
Yeah.
I have them on right now. They feel comfortable. I mean, I don't know what fabric that is.
Yeah.
But it fits perfectly on my beautiful brown skin.
From now on, when Pantsless Skirts Metzger comes in, people are going to say, yay, instead of, oh, God, what is that?
And here's the good news. We got a Race Wars promo.
20% off.
20% off. Use the Race Wars promo at MackWeldon.com. They got socks, they got t-shirts, they got sweatpants. It's almost like performance gear because when you move around in it, you can't feel, you don't even feel it. It's like,
yeah, you know what this is good for, man? If you gotta like work on something all day and
yeah.
You know exactly how brutal that is, this is like the ideal undergarment for that.
I'm telling you, go to MackWeldon.com, you get 20% off. Use the promo code RACEWARS.
Stand Up Labs presents Race Wars, powered by digital media.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch. Race Wars.
You're now tuning to the motherfucking greatest. Race Wars, be back in the building, baby. Jeff, get on your mic. Stop being all foreign.
Hello, mate. How are you?
There you go. How you doing, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
Indeed. Top of the morning. Something, potatoes.
Hey, Curdy! Yeah, it's Kurt.
Kurt just walked in the building. Ah, Rick. How's it going, man? Good to see you. Get over here. How's everything?
Good, man.
Good to see you. It's Race Wars, man. We back in the building. Yeah, it's a whole thing going down.
You need like a, you need a
right
check.
Here, right here.
Yes. What's going on, Kurt?
Oh my God, what a clusterfuck.
What's going on with you? Did you not have your ID downstairs or something?
Yeah, she couldn't figure out how to
get on the mic.
Fucking name in.
Get on the microphone first day.
Are we on?
Yes.
Where's my headphones?
Yes, we're on.
Wait, where's my
They're working on some headphones for you.
This is an outrage. Did we already play the fucking song?
Yeah, we played the song. The song was perfect in its glory. Our theme song.
Yeah.
Big shout to Wiz Khalifa again, you know.
Oh my God, I've been on the road, dude.
Gotta get Wiz in here. Gotta get Wiz in on the show.
Do you think we can get him?
I think we can get him. I'm here, ain't I?
All right, well, I know you know him. I know you like
him. He's black.
Becky.
We know each other.
Well, there's a lot of black people that are supposed to be here. So let's not.
Whoa. You talking about my dead mother? See how I outdid you and my own mother. That's what I do.
I would never. So we got Rick Shapiro and Jeff Leach here.
Did yes, Ricky. Him? Ricky's in the building. Jeff's
Rick
in the building.
Rick was doing Horace and Pete with me just
okay,
now.
Okay, that's right.
Horace and Pete.
That's a Louis C.K. show.
Yeah.
How's that going over there?
A comedy play.
How many
it's
white
like
faces
play.
Do y'all need on that show?
It's a play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a play.
Yeah, it's a play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like your new dumb mouth.
It's
yes,
called
it's a play.
Now he works in theater.
Yeah.
He works in theater now.
That's right. It's not called Whores and Pete, by the way, if that's how it sounded.
That's how I heard it.
It sounded like Whores
and
Pete.
It's a bunch of whores and some dude named Pete. I got it. And now he the pimp.
I fucked all the actors on the show, all of them, every one of them.
Did you, Rick?
Yeah, fucked them all.
Even the old lady. There's an old lady there.
The old fucking lady. I fucked her.
Wait a minute, Rick. You fucked all the women on the show already?
All of them.
You heard it here first.
And you know, fast leave town.
What's the name of the actress chick who I like? Who's up?
Well, Jessica Lange.
Jessica
Lange.
She's
not on. She's not on no more. I don't. She's
What happened?
Warm to a character.
Did you fuck Jessica Lange out there, Ricky?
Yeah, fucked her. Before she got into Kong.
No kidding.
That was stupid. That was a stupid
movie
reference.
I respect that.
Yeah, Jessica Lange. You can't like because everybody's
nice
friendly.
Dumper.
She's got a nice body on her.
Yes, she does. She got a nice body.
I don't remember which one is she. What is she? Who's she playing it? I watched the first episode.
Marsha, the drunk lady.
You know, the old drunk lady. She's like old.
Yeah, she's a famous actress.
Whoa, Jeff.
Oh. She's
like
you
never
white.
Knocked down a mature cougar.
I used to very much be into older ladies. But then I got older, and then I was like, I can't do that anymore.
Well, yeah, she's
necrophilia
she's
from me now.
You start hating yourself. You're like, I picked a woman my age. I'm in hell. I'm losing it.
Rick, Jeff, I think we know we've always hated ourselves, both of us.
Jeff used to find old women with that voice of his, fucking Antiques Roadshow voice.
He told them
excuse me,
vagina,
madam, let me just blow the dust off that and take a closer look.
This vagina is worth over £500.
It's one of those 16th century vaginas.
They found out it was worth way more. You know, Jessica Lange has a nice body dude for sure. Like for
she got a great dump.
How old is she? How old is she actually?
Gotta be
16.
I don't know. I would hold in a heartbeat.
I would knock it down.
But do you want to? Do you like her as she is now, or are you saying like if your wife was 60, that's how you'd like her to look?
Jessica Lange.
No, just Jessica Lange right now, today.
Listen,
she'll always look like the girl in King Kong's hand.
Yes. Remember how hot she was?
But whatever,
she was so hot, you believed in that fucking clay papered fucking fake hand. Like a Godzilla hand. The, what is it? King Kong's hand.
Yeah.
Spit
was
it
so
out, brother.
Fake and plaster of Paris. Yeah. But she was so hot laying in that. Oh,
you
my God.
You ever,
I believed in it.
Do you ever care about it? You're like, don't squeeze the hand, Kong. Don't squeeze the hand.
Don't do it. Ooh.
But do you ever believe that thing that King Kong's about the black man being brought from Africa to America? I don't believe that.
Now that you
is.
Said it.
No. No, I was reading
about
it.
That was a story before, yeah. Some people believe that. Some people don't. Maybe. How do you know?
Because
just from bringing it up and guessing about it.
Well, I don't automatically think that all monkeys are black people, first of all.
Whoa. Why not the biggest, though?
Well, monkeys are black people?
So you're saying the king of the monkeys can't be the black dude?
No, not...
See, King Kong, so is he a king, now he's not a black dude.
King Kong was white, so he was in charge.
No, you said all the other monkeys were just monkeys, but as soon as the one is crowned king, now they ain't black people.
White man. Yeah, exactly. We should have a segment where we decide who is black every...
And everything, who's white?
Now, let me throw a historical name out real quick.
Okay.
George Washington, black or white?
George Washington, the president?
Yes.
Are we talking about, like, skin color or acting?
Skin color.
I heard he was pretty black acting.
Oh, you talking about his...
He was white.
You talking about his slave teeth?
No, he had, like, a black swag about him. But
did he?
Yeah, but skin color, he was a white man, right?
That's what you heard.
No,
you read that he had black swag about him.
That's what they want you to think.
But his red coat. I want to hear this.
His last name is Washington, black guy.
That's the joke?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Thomas Jefferson. Black guy.
Denzel's.
Oh. Wait, what do you mean he had syphilis too? Like, that's a black trait? That's a white man's
syphilis.
Disease.
I was just adding that.
George Washington.
So you think black people gave a syphilis to all the fucking early Americans?
Gave them.
Yes, Sherrod, that's exactly what I'm saying.
They gave them slave
not the
teeth.
Not all these Spanish slave
teeth. A mouthful of slave teeth.
I thought black
that's
people
what he
were
did
impervious
have.
To syphilis. I thought mouthful they couldn't contract it.
Yeah, that's what Washington had. They always trying to say that it was wood. They trying to say it was wood teeth.
You know,
but it wasn't wood teeth. It was slave. Teeth.
Wait, hold on.
They used to snatch out slaves' teeth.
I was going
to
say,
and
I thought
put it in dentures.
You know, like,
I thought Hitler only did that.
You know how people like apply a little bit of poison to their bloodstream every day
right.
to eventually become completely immune to that poison? I thought that's what black guys have done with syphilis by just keep.
You thought black guys.
Every now and then, brothers on the street, now I can't catch that
Jeff,
shit.
You
never,
you should know, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff,
you
should
know.
I told you, like George Washington, I'm pretty black acting.
No, listen, I don't think you should have trusted that guy you fucked, Jeff. They can and do have it.
Hey, I didn't fuck him. He fucked me. All right?
I was trying
was
to keep us to one at a time talking. Okay. By the way, what was I going to say? Syphilis we got from the new. You know how Columbus came and brought smallpox or whatever?
He came, all right? Where?
Yeah, all over the place.
He came to America. He brought smallpox. They brought back
They brought more than smallpox here.
They brought pigs, too. But
smallpox they gave on purpose.
No, they didn't. Syphilis.
Yes, they did. They gave them the blankets.
Yeah, no, it didn't happen. It did not happen.
I'm sure it happened.
It did not happen.
Well, we'll bring somebody in and we'll talk about it.
Oh, to fucking learn how to read. What does this bring? We'll bring up a man who can read.
So
can do it. It never happened.
Okay,
I looked it up.
Okay.
It's very easy to find out. Now, the reason people think it might have happened was a guy wrote a letter, not Columbus.
Who wrote the letter?
A man near during the French and Indian War.
Okay.
Someone wrote a letter like, we should give him smallpox on blankets. And then somebody said, no, we're not going to do that, dipshit, because you can't just give smallpox.
They're doing that right now. They're doing that with measles right now in Central America.
What?
In South America. They gave it to this tribe, this seed, to
who's
do a
they?
Study. I got to pull it up on my phone. Pull it up.
Well, just tell me.
And those Brazilians are doing
it. I don't want to get it wrong
over here, right?
That I don't want to get it wrong.
Talking about isn't a thing. Although,
I don't want to get it wrong.
Yes, you don't care.
Yeah, I do care. I don't want to get it wrong. I wanted to tell you exactly who did it.
You sure you don't want to get a person to come in?
Yeah, I want to definitely bring somebody in. So Kurt's the expert on history around here.
Is
that what we come to?
I wouldn't say.
Who stopped the guy? There was a guy who said no. Who stopped him? What about that guy?
That's true. It had to be somebody like that.
It was
enough
superior.
People talk about that guy.
And that guy listened to that guy?
Yes. That's shocking.
It seems like...
They didn't have to give
Thank you
anything.
For being here, Rick.
I'm clearing it up by making it more confusing.
They didn't have to give anything to whatever. It was just people have viruses that were different. So if you just show up, you are the smallpox blanket.
Yeah, you're the measles. You're
it's
the
not
that.
Like a... It's not so easy to just control a disease like that and just give it out. Especially back then. That would have been insane. So no, they didn't do that. But
they had control in
diseases.
They had control of it.
What's the moral of the story? If
they
someone offers you a blanket question, their validity.
Huh?
If someone offers you a blanket question, then that's what you're saying, basically. That's the moral of the story.
Definitely.
Don't trust blankets.
Do you know where Indian giver that term comes from?
No.
Indian giver? Because everybody goes, oh, yeah, they took the Indians' land. It's because Indians, when they gave you a gift, they expected you to give it back. Much like prison, you had to give back.
Yeah, because they didn't believe that you owned the land. So if they said, hey, you can farm here and stay here, you can't just stay there forever and put gates up around
it. No, it's a different
thing. You got to fucking get the fuck out of here.
It's a different thing. Like if you go, I need a cup of sugar.
Okay, well, I'm corrected.
Right. No, they would go.
See, Rick?
Here's a gift.
Are you allowed to use it? Are you allowed to use it for a period of time and then give it back?
No, the way they did things in the new world was they would give you a gift, but that meant later if I need a gift, you're going to give it back. I can expect, since I gave you this gift.
The same one.
Whatever I need, you'll give it back to me since I hooked you up.
Right.
Which is just a difference in culture. It's not like something wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, look out for each other. That's what it really means.
It's like a modern day swingers.
But we use it as, hey, can't keep what you gave
me. I know Indians.
That's why
closets.
They call it, they didn't have Christmas.
Where do they keep people keep giving them stuff? They're like, I'll hold it for a while. They put it in their closet or something.
Put it on layaway.
Yeah.
It's not a complex.
I'll see it at Best Buy.
So
that seemed like a better way to do things.
What?
Just to share it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a misunderstanding. I'm not judging it.
Yeah, but then you're not
gifting.
You're just going, hey, look, you can touch
this
a little bit.
It's just not a gift.
It's not yours.
But they wasn't talking about like a new blouse or a shirt.
No,
they were talking about land.
No,
they're talking about farm animals.
Animals, sure.
Animals.
But not land.
But the farm animals got to be on something. So you came over here, so you want land to have the farm animals on.
But
so it's got to be land and farm animals and water and shit like that.
Yeah, but that's not where.
They didn't believe in owning land.
That's not where Indian giving came from. But that, yes, that's the thing. I'm talking Indian giving is I give you a blouse and I go, where's my blouse? That's what Indian gets.
I don't think they was doing this over blouses.
Gay.
That's gay. Thank you, Rick.
Where's my blouse?
We thinking gifts the wrong way. We thinking gifts like now we give gifts, and you're thinking wrong. That's not the gifts they're talking about.
It was food, clothing. Yeah, blouses.
Yeah.
That could count. A nice knife.
Yeah,
a kettle. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, I tend to agree with what you were saying.
Thank you, Rick.
What'd you say? They don't give like
it's
toys.
It's like not gifts like a fucking PlayStation or a blouse like we thinking. We thinking food and water and somewhere to live. That's the gift they were giving.
Yeah, it's like swapsies. They're just more into swapsies.
It's like, you can land this land and you can drink from that well. When I want water from the well, I'm going to come get it.
You let me fuck your white woman.
That's not what
Disney That's what you think it comes down to?
I think we should rename this
with
podcast.
With you, yeah. That's the kind of thing.
We should rename this podcast History Idiots.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's really falling into a theme.
We really should. Yes. But well...
What's your historical knowledge?
She knows
I just
nothing.
Read the news.
She knows nothing.
Okay.
Right. Aaron knows
so
nothing.
So you spend all your time reading.
Yet it's twice as much as
I'm a journalist.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I thought you were hot
the worst
when I came
kind of
in
people.
Now.
Do you hate journalism? Why did you say, oh, God?
Yeah, I thought she was attractive when I came in, but now I know
what
you're a journalist.
Your
I'm gone completely.
Wait, what changed your
mind? Wait, that's not very Superman of you. You're less attracted now because she's a journalist?
Yeah, I think
what
that's an awful profession.
I can pretend
almost,
to be stupid.
That's almost as bad as being a comedian. So
worse than being a comedian. At least we got the balls to stand up in front of people and say what we think.
And tell our lies. Yeah.
Say doing it behind some fucking dark door in the fucking dark room.
Instead of how Aaron does it, hiding behind a newspaper like a coward.
Fucking chumps. What's a newspaper, by the way?
Because
they don't exist anymore.
It's a thing Indians used to give you.
That
sounds right.
As a journalist, are you incisive? Do you go in and reveal things?
Oh, God, no. I'm not an investigator. No.
Then I have a question for you. What's with TMZ? How come they never get elder celebrities? My husband likes elder celebrities.
Elder celebrity?
Elder celebrity? Like who?
I like to go off. I don't know any other.
You know what? There's actually like
Jack Collins.
There's a celebrity magazine that I think is just for old people.
What is it?
I forget what it's called. I'll look it up.
Horse and Hound. I think
Jack Collins, nigga.
Maybe it's called Old People.
Garden and Gun.
Weed Magazine.
No, it's but it just has the like people, old people would know.
Is it Nugget
Y'all
magazine?
Just stepped over Rick's fucking Jack Palance fucking joke. That was brilliant.
What was it?
And all I can see is him doing push-ups with one hand.
Yeah, right.
That
yeah.
whole
thing. That's right.
Yes.
Jack Palance.
Y'all just stomped it.
Well, I didn't hear it.
Well, welcome to Race Wars.
Yeah, where have you been up to? I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, where have you been?
First Vancouver and then Austin, Texas.
I just been here holding this show together.
How was it?
Great.
Was there a lot of leg room?
We got so much leg room and things said.
Was there extra
history
leg room?
Cleared up.
Oh,
things
yeah.
Said.
Gay
things
Tommy's not even as gay as he used to be since you've been gone.
Tommy's therapy worked?
His therapy made a breakthrough.
What is buzzing in here?
Somebody's phone.
Oh, Rick, turn your goddamn phone.
Jesus, Rick. Tell
Tommy,
your parole officer
go to
that you're working.
Tommy, Mike.
Tell your parole officer that you're in a safe place.
Tommy, what's been going on?
Yeah, I'm not as gay. I'm dating Jessica Lange.
Wow.
I think that's like double gay.
But yeah, in her like American Horror Story coven. Coven.
Yeah. So you wouldn't fuck
iteration.
Older ladies?
I wouldn't fuck who, sorry?
You wouldn't fuck older lady? Anyone older
I
than
do.
You?
I do. I only exclusively used to fuck
How
older
How old was
women.
The oldest woman that you banged?
When I was more than 17, you, like. I had sex with a 49-year-old.
49? 49? You wicked googly. Shut up.
Why do you treat me like a Mexican on your show? I don't understand that. Just mocking 49. The way I speak.
Why?
I'll tell you why, Lord of the Rings face.
How dare you, Lord of the Rings face.
49.
Listen, Viggo Mortensen.
And how did you meet this woman? She was friends with your mother?
Yeah, what happened with that?
Yeah, what happened with that?
You're like a dwarf that's been burnt by a dragon.
Yes.
Trot is a werebear.
You mean the good dwarfs. The good dwarfs. South Central dwarf.
The dragon dwarf.
How did you meet this 49-year-old woman at 17?
I used to work behind a bar in a rugby club, and she was the manager of the bar, and she was the mother of one of my friends.
Wow. What do you mean a rugby club? Like a bar?
Fucked his mum, and then we weren't friends anymore.
Because
and then I actually took over. He was a singer in a band, and they kicked him out, and I became the singer of the band. So,
so you fucked his mother and got a spot in the band?
Yeah.
And this then, is like the movie School of Rock. I thought
that's a charmed life.
No wonder he's in America. Niggas in England trying to kill you.
I had sex with him in the front of a Nissan Micra. It was fucking unimpressive.
So you had what? Say it again.
Nissan Micra. It's a little car. It's a crap little car.
Oh, a Nissan
cold,
Micra.
Cold November night. I'm making it sound like
in
Christmas.
Front, in the front
it was a cold
seat.
November night.
I like it.
The windows were frosted, and not a mouse was stirring.
Did you tell him? How did he find out?
His auntie told him at the pub we used to go to.
Why'd she know?
Because she got told by her sister.
Wow.
And then she just dropped it into conversation one day. Was like, well, you know when Jeff had sex with your mom? And he was like,
what? Oh, yeah. What a fucking aunt. Oh, what a kind.
Why would she do that?
She probably hated her sister.
Oh.
Or him.
Well, why did the make of the car matter?
As you know, Rick, a great story is down to the attention to detail.
I know, that's why I'm doing.
There you go.
No, it wasn't a conversation. I really wanted to know.
I will tell you because I'm a very tall chap, and it's a tiny car. I'm trying to highlight how uncomfortable the sex was. It was not a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
But she loved it. Well, she told me she did, and she might have been
was
lying.
Was she hot?
She was a very attractive, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And this was a close friend of yours, the guy?
Nah, we were friends. We weren't like super close.
Oh, not super close.
Yeah,
yeah.
What was he so mad about? His mom
I mean,
having
we were close enough that we, you know, I had sex with his mom.
You don't want him to fuck your mother. He didn't want you to fuck his mother.
No. I mean, actually, I kind of feel like I would like him to fuck my mom now.
They'd like give your
She's
mom.
She's single now. She got divorced a few years ago, so I feel like she could do with a good...
Slice of thrashing?
Slice of dick?
Well, I'm going over there to England in a couple weeks. What's the number?
Nah, she's not into...
I bring a little Kwanzaa over there with
me. She's not into your kind.
Bring a little Kwanzaa. Don't matter
what?
If she's into it.
People from Brooklyn? What do you mean?
She can't stop me, this old lady. She can't push me off. It's happening.
People
it's definitely
who went
happening.
To school in Baltimore?
Cool, I'm going to give you her address.
As soon as she opened the door, I'll be like, fuck.
Dude, I feel like my mum could do with some great sex. Why not? That'd be great.
I'll definitely knock your mom down.
How old is your mom?
No question.
Don't knock her down. Have sex with her.
That's what I'm saying.
Why do you always have to be aggressive? Why don't you just make love to her?
I'll knock her down.
The English language, that's where you're going to draw your line?
You run around and
dumb history
knock
teacher,
over.
Now you're the English language.
And you wonder why Kurt thinks that King Kong is a black man. You're running around knocking down women before
I
you have
say,
sex
I don't
with
think
them.
He is.
Knock him down, buy him a slice.
Lord have mercy.
I apologize for putting words in your mouth.
Well, okay.
So your mother's legs straddle. Over Sherrod, would they be nice legs, like thick, thought, you know, like smooth?
Good
exactly
question.
The kind of legs he likes.
Good question.
I think Rick is an investigative
good
journalist.
Good question, Ricky.
Yeah, good,
Aaron
man.
Never was.
What kind of gams your mom's working
that's
with? What kind of gams?
Questions.
What kind of what?
Yeah, what kind
gams.
Of gams?
Gams. Is that a name for legs?
Did you do one arm push up?
I mean, she's got two.
That's important.
She can walk, so you know we're in a good
place. Are they slim legs, yeah. thick thighs?
My mum's a slightly curvy lady.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah,
and she's the real British, right?
She's Romanian. She's born in Romania.
Oh.
Greek Macedonian by blood.
That explains your darkness.
That's true. I get very dark when I go away.
That's why
I told you. I'm like,
look like you should be playing a fiddle on the back of a caboose.
Like your mother's Romanian.
Yeah. She's Romanian. Mm-hmm. They're very freaky women, Romanian.
Yeah, they got some Dracula.
Very sexually charged women.
They got that Dracula in them.
First one too, right?
Yeah, I have like sex like fights in Romania maybe once or twice a year with a
group
of friends.
Oh, you mean Romanian like nationals?
I mean Romanian women, yeah. They're very sexually...
They feel no pain.
They feel no pain.
That's a secret.
Is they it? Don't?
Yeah. So much violence where they come from. So much rubble and rocks.
It's
yeah.
true. Well, also, if you lived under a dictator for so long...
You made it sound so sexy. Right? So much rebels and rocks.
That's good, you're right.
There is when I get done.
Burning buildings everywhere. They're just like fucking
that's
the smoldering
what,
embers.
My girlfriend is that. Iraqi Romanian.
Wait, so you, how many siblings you have?
I got one, an older sister.
And she's back in...
She lives in New Zealand.
Yeah?
I'm going there. Fuck out of England.
Yeah. She lives in New Zealand. I'm going to go there.
Okay.
Are you?
All right.
Nobody ever believes me when I say I have a gig. I'm going to go there.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, yeah.
You got a show in New Zealand?
Kate Mellon. You know her?
No.
Because somebody said don't trust her.
Okay.
Don't trust her.
Who said not to trust
Who
her?
Who goes to New Zealand?
That's of course, my wife.
Ain't that Australia's New Jersey?
Yeah, that's...
New Zealand is beautiful.
It's Australia's Canada, not
New Zealand gets
it. It just bugs them.
They're New Jersey.
Because it's just near. It's like from New York to New Jersey. I say right. Australia's all of New York.
Well, New Zealand...
It's like America's Canada, isn't it? That's what they say, America's Canada.
Nah, they wish they were Canada.
Really?
Well, Canada's America's Canada.
New Zealand's awesome, man.
Canada's doing it up right now.
Yeah?
Doing it up.
Yeah. Haven't they got like a super hunk as a prime minister
I'll tell you what,
now?
I was just in Vancouver and their money is like worth... It's amazing.
Yeah.
I was buying dinner for people like, hey, thanks. Well, hey, it's fine, Chuck E. Cheese money. I got y'all. Exchange rate's like... It's like you're British.
It's good.
With British pounds in America. That's
it fluctuates, though, but right now it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
The further you get away from the border, too, probably better.
Do you have a favorite people, like, around the world? Do you have, like, a favorite person?
Oh, good question.
I do.
Wherever black people are, that's my
Australians.
Favorite.
Australians.
Australians for you.
Because they're bold, they look you right in the eye, the girls don't act like American coy, like, hi, I'm a good person, I'm, you know, like,
yes, yeah, Aaron.
They're fucking bold.
They're like,
they look you right in the eye.
I come from seven generations of convicts.
Preach,
let's
Rick.
Fucking do this.
Preach, Rick.
Let's do it.
Put my gams around your face and let's get nasty.
Talk to me. Oh, no. It's not we don't know where the party was. We don't think you're ugly. We just don't know the address. No. Rick and this girl says to me, Rick, I've done a lot of bad things to men. I said, so have I. And then she goes, but I'm changing my karma. I said, how do you change your karma? And she goes, by watching My Name is Earl. I swear is what she fucking
no,
said.
No, she didn't say that.
No.
Yeah, no, she did. And I swear, I never do this thing. You know when people go, I saw that person's soul. You know, girls, I never believe that.
Like when Bush said it about Putin.
A rod can. I'm going to stutter on the word. Lightning flashed and her head became a horse's skull, the ugly horse's skull, and then went back to her face when the lightning was gone.
Yeah.
And I swear I had that experience.
No, it's funny you say it because...
She's watching My Name is Earl to change her karma. She's got to beat me the devil.
Wait, yeah. Sorry, I've forgotten, Rick. Did you used to take a lot of drugs or not? What was your...
No. Oh, yes, yeah, you know I did.
Nice. Never a day in his life. Never touched a drop of
I still do. What do you mean, used to? I think I still do.
Tell me what you do now. I miss it.
I do everything. I'll sprinkle it. My drug of choice is weed. But if it's coke around, I might dabble.
Hey, why
if
not?
If somebody's got a couple pills, I don't got to know what they are. I'll pop a couple.
That's Rainbow beautiful. Stew, we call it.
I'm young and vibrant. Why not, Rick?
Yeah.
Kiss goodbye to the late show. You've just... Shot yourself in the foot, man. You can't admit that on the air.
This is a character I'm doing, stupid.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I'm doing a character of Jeff Leach.
Black guy who cares about his future.
This is my Jeff Leach impression.
Black guy with career opportunities. That's what you're doing, right?
I like it.
Yeah.
Wait, why would he kiss the Late Show goodbye based on that?
I'm just saying, I don't know.
He's just bringing white man fear in this room.
Yeah, we do not accept
white man's fear. Ooh,
holy
you better
shit.
Watch what master here.
Don't you have to be squeaky clean to do one of those shows? To host
you
one
better
of those
watch.
Shows?
Not in your life. I mean,
you better watch what master hear from you. You better watch what Massa be hearing.
You know yeah, we ain't. You know we ain't supposed to be doing the drugs.
My man.
You know we ain't supposed to do that.
Let's all imitate black men. My man. My name is Angry White Man. You can call me Angry.
Hey, that's your black voice.
But my, I like yeah, my man.
You
70s.
Sound like a Jewish lawyer. I love
it's
it.
70s, man.
It's not a black voice. It's a 70s
it's a Jewish
voice.
Lawyer.
70s
it's
voice.
It's a 70s voice.
Exactly.
My man.
Y'all young in the butt. Don't know what you're talking about.
Young in the butt.
Let's get back to drugs.
I'm young
using.
In the butt.
So we yeah. all,
that's why I'm
I've
voting for Trump.
I've done all the drugs. But now it's just weed. It's weed's my thing now.
Has there any drugs you haven't done?
I can't do weed, what? Man.
What's on your drug wish list that you never did?
I did it all. Nothing.
Come on, special K.
I did everything that I would. I never wanted to do any, but all that I did, I never wanted to do any. But all that I did, I'm not mad that I did it.
But did you ever do like DMT?
What the fuck? There's a wrestling move.
No, it's that shit that's in ayahuasca, but it's distilled, and then you trip.
You've done it.
Is that Molly?
No, I never have. I'd like to, but you only trip for like 5-10 minutes.
No,
but
I don't want to do that. 5-10 minute
oh, yeah,
trip?
You drink that
but
thing.
But you think it's like, it's crazy. It's like,
it's great, man.
I don't want anything that takes me that far away in 5-10 minutes and got to bring me back.
See, that's the only thing.
Yeah, come right back.
That's I don't need only, that kind of shit.
This is the difference. I see, like, that seems like the only worthwhile reason to do drugs anymore is to go to a complete.
Yeah, but I want to go, but I don't want it to be a jet ship
taking
me there.
No, but you don't. You just spend like all day pretty
chilled
out, right?
Easily.
Pretty chilled out.
I want to get there easily and then walk out, and then it gently brings me back.
No, see, I want someone to rip my soul out of my fucking body and then I like shit
crash
in it
the
and
roof,
spread it across the universe, jizz all over it, put it on the back of a unicorn, and then ride it back down.
But you
to
don't
my
want that
again.
In the first 3 to 5
in
minutes.
Like 3 minutes. Yeah.
No, then you're a psychopath.
Well, that's why ketamine used to do that like a lot.
Who?
Did you take ketamine?
I don't understand. I Russian thought I would burn out like a comet. Like I would just burn out and fall off the earth.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd wake up and start eating things I used to fuck. You know, like herbs, you know, like ginger and cinnamon.
Depressed-looking watermelons.
And that was half a bit, but the other part was true.
Did you fuck ginger?
Yes, I did. She was 13 and a half. I got stories for stories, but I was 22, so I wasn't that much older than her.
Oh, my God. That's all right.
But I was a 14-year-old 22.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I get it.
A 14-year-old 22.
And a court will, too. And well, whatever. Statue of limitations being what it is.
You better watch what you say, Rick, if you want to be on that late show.
Yeah. With Martha Stewart. Our next guest, good friend of mine, good friend of mine. I heard Seth say that, and then he went like, and I never, you know, he wasn't like that. And all of a sudden he goes, our next guest, good friend of mine, personal friend of mine, I just saw her last week, Martha Stewart. You know, Seth, I was like, used to wear like wrinkled up clothes and not give a shit. And I'm like, ah, Martha Stewart, my proud
friend.
Wait,
I guess,
Seth,
I guess nobody cares.
Who is this?
Seth, who's
this?
Who?
What's that guy?
Myers?
Name? Yeah.
The guy from SNL?
No.
Or
the
Seth
guy McFarlane. Who got the guy who got the talk show.
Tonight Show?
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, the Seth Meyers.
The late show.
You know him?
No, I just saw him perform.
Wait, is he the late
show? He
bugs
you, huh, Rick?
Yeah, when someone goes like,
my good friend.
Oh, that's a
my good
Seth Meyers face.
The criminal Martha Stewart. The best white person on earth.
Do you think her crime is that bad? I would do the same exact crime if I was in her position.
And you go to jail.
Well, I
can it's
you, can
of
you
training.
Update
you
my ignorance? What did she do?
She found out she should get her money out of this thing that was going to go belly up, and she took her money out.
Yeah,
and then got caught. I don't know.
Well,
how.
Somebody told that's inside of training.
Info, yeah. Oh, inside of training.
If you pull out right away before a thing dips like
isn't that
they know only a couple people know. They're going to investigate you.
Isn't that called listening to advice?
No, not if the person knows beforehand, before the market knows. If you know before
it's
the market, you're going to jail.
She wasn't the one who provided the information. Well, someone else did, right?
She took advantage of it.
How? Yeah, that's it.
So what? Fucking, she didn't pass that around. She didn't send an email out to her friends.
It's like somebody's stealing a car and you driving around a stolen car.
The journalist wants to speak.
I actually used to be a stockbroker before I was in journalism.
What? We want to hear as a woman.
I hate you twice as much.
I know.
We want to hear, as a woman, what do you think?
As a woman, I think shopping, shoes, babies, sparkly rings. If your stockbroker calls you and he's working for like a brokerage house that's like making a deal or is inside of like somebody's financial dealings and they tell you that something is going to go down and you act on it, it's like they're doing something illegal and you're doing something
by acting on it.
Really?
Right. Yeah. So like a lot of brokerage houses, like Merrill Lynch has like an investment banking side, which is the one that's doing like M&As and like underwriting debt obligations, whatever. Yeah. And then you have brokerage, which is like people selling and managing assets that people give to a company. Okay. And like the two sides can't talk.
They can't talk.
No. Oh. No. And it's like it's a they call it a Chinese
They do
wall,
talk. They do.
They call it a Chinese wall? What does that mean?
It's racist.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's racist that she repeated it.
But doesn't it also become a scam against the average guy who doesn't have insight? Like they get him to invest and yeah. then they plan on pulling
I mean,
out?
It's all kind of a scam too because there's like companies and hedge funds have like high frequency trading and they can get in well before the average person anyway. Right. So the game's rigged.
Oh, it's rigged. They already talk, but if you get caught, nigga, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
It's almost like 1% of the country owns all the money.
Let's all vote for Bernie Sanders and just get it over with.
Bernie won in Michigan. It's a fit.
Did he?
He pulled off a miracle win in Michigan.
But Hillary got more delegates.
Hillary got more delegates because she won by so big in Mississippi. Surprise, surprise. He's not voting for a Jew in Mississippi?
Hold on. Do you think that's what it is? Because those born again, those kind of Christians, those Baptist ones, they love Jews.
No, from a distance.
Yeah.
Well, but the Democratic,
from a distance.
Democratic electorate
Jews love Jews from
a distance. Black, though. It's not.
Jews love Jews from a distance,
the
yeah.
The Republican electorate. The Republican electorate is evangelical, but the Democratic is like black.
Oh, right.
So it's like a primary.
It's not even a Jew thing.
He
really
can't get black
it's
people.
It's a us them thing.
Bernie can't get black people.
And you got to get past so many us thems. Well, he gets some black people because he won in Michigan.
He won in Flint.
And
specifically.
Yeah, in Flint.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty mad. They're ready to go full socialist after that whole water debacle.
Yeah, but and plus Hillary got a lot of dirty fingers from all that fucking car buyout, the auto company buyout shit that went down, and she.
But doesn't Hillary? Oh, okay, I see. But doesn't Hillary? Isn't she more popular with black voters? Like when they do the polls?
Yeah. She's also popular with older voters.
What are her gams like?
Not it's good. Pretty much anybody who voted for her husband.
I don't know, but if you Google Hillary Clinton cankles, there's a lot.
Anybody who like.
Well, you've clearly
you
done that. That's the beauty of it.
You look familiar.
Nice.
Anybody who liked Bill likes Hillary. Pretty much.
Familiar.
So. I look familiar?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe we live in the same city. We might as well.
Do you know Rick?
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
We've ended up together in the same city.
I've known Rick for many years.
He's a knockout. God
and as long
it.
As I've known Rick, he's had a girl that's kind of vaguely reminds me of Erin.
I agree.
That has taken care of him.
Yes.
He always finds a nice girl.
Yeah, that's up his alley.
And an upstanding, like a Billy Joel uptown girl.
Yeah.
He finds.
And
she moves. Yeah.
She just wants
to move in.
And she moves Rick in.
She just want to hurt her parents.
Yeah.
And they'd always say this after seeing what he's like. They come the next day, they're like, I took your advice. I said, what advice? What'd you say on stage? I quit my job. I was like, no, you're the one that's making the money. It happened three fucking times. Four times.
Yeah. In fact, when I met you, dude.
It happened a couple times?
That was my situation.
A few times. Over and over. French girls love the Little East Village Jew.
Yeah.
No, I don't say that. That's bullshit.
Why? Why do you want to say it? Because you still
care
about that
girl.
When
I say East Village now, it feels like I'm saying Connecticut or something. It doesn't sound like these villages anymore. It sounds like foliage.
Oh, really? These villages still, you know, a great little wonderful. Spot. It's still.
It's not down there.
Are you coming home? Are you going to come home?
Yeah, and it should be in June.
If you're moving out of L.A. Through. You're leaving L.A.?
Yeah, I got to go back and forth.
So he's actually going to need a place to stay. So if you
great.
Have a place.
I'll quit my job.
Yeah, totally. I've got to
take care of the children.
Yeah, quit your job.
How much do you make here?
I make enough.
Words?
If you left, when I live with you, I'd stare at your, I'm going to stutter on every L word, at your lipstick case. I would just stare at them all day.
A lipstick
not even
case?
Move. Yeah, yeah. They're beautiful lipstick, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd just be like, can't wait till she comes home. I can't, hey guys, and the voices
oh my
on
God.
Them.
You're going to come home and Rick Shapiro's coming in your purse. Smells like lipstick.
I have one I can put aside just for you to come in.
Yeah?
If you want. Right. Yeah.
She's already caring for
him. I'm really hospitable. I'm from the Midwest, so we're nice.
They,
she'll take
accommodating. You don't have that uptight.
She'll macrame you a jizz burst.
A lipstick tube up his bumhole.
You're not like an American girl. I mean, a New York girl who'd be like, what are you saying? You're creepy. Can you hook me up with David Tell?
Yeah.
You're cool.
Did you have people ask you to hook up with David Tell? Did that happen?
No, sometimes a girl would be like, no. It's too long.
No,
what's the story, Rick?
I'm having trouble because I can't remember. Something happened somewhere. What was it?
Let's get back to Hillary then. Well, Rick thinks about it. He thinks Kangles. About a story.
People do bring up her. Who do we have on? Oh, Nick DiPaolo. Remember that?
He hates her.
Yeah, but it's funny. He does bring her ankles up every time, which I'm not. Kanks. I'm like, who gives a shit about her?
About Kankles?
About her. Electing her to fuck her.
No.
You don't jerk off to the president,
right?
Are you
going to try to sometime?
You voted for Reagan. I've jerked off to Reagan.
I don't know. I think my vote doesn't count.
Very angry, right?
He had a haircut.
Come on, Nancy.
It was more me being 13 and going through it than him. But yeah, I jerked off to Ronald Reagan.
To Ronald or Nancy?
He happened to be on a TV. Her too.
Oh,
just
you
say
were
no.
Just jerking off in the car.
I went finish.
Are you like this? No!
Just say no to this.
Oh, is that when you jerk off, you roll over
my
the remote?
My dick's not taking no for an answer, Nancy.
Just say no means yes.
It's like a Tesco hits the remote. And a cockfight comes on or something. Reagan just came on?
No, it was on the TV. It was already on there.
Wait, Reagan was on and you were jerking off to Reagan, that means?
Well, it came on. No, it came on as I was already in it.
Yeah, just his ideas.
Because when I was 13, when I first started masturbating, if you will, I was more of a pillow and a thing. I would hump
things.
Yeah,
I was a hugger.
I was a humper more than a masturbator.
Really?
Yeah, I was more of a, hump things. Pillows, couches,
the
sides of couches. We talked about this
when
I showed
last
week.
Did you put like a warm towel, warm wet towel in the middle of a couch?
No,
before
longer, it'll be warm. It'll be warm and wet by me.
It started out as a dry towel and became a warm
wet
towel.
Yes, warm wet. But yeah, I was more of a humper.
That was the smartest thing I ever heard.
I would hump to anything.
I can't believe you just said it starts off as a dry towel, then it becomes a wet towel.
And when I first started,
the smartest guy I know anything, it becomes wet. Tell.
And I never,
and then eventually it becomes a towel that stands up on
like
its own.
Science to it.
I never used to like watch anything first to jerk off to. It was all up here. I had enough trapped in here,
that's
so the TV could be on, and I don't know what's on TV.
That's a good point because that's
try being
sad.
A male prostitute. Using every memory till you ran out, you got nipples on walls. There's no more women in your head. 9 years. Put nipples on
that wall got a fat ass.
But isn't that when you're young, like it's so sweet, a child's jerk off imagination is so vast.
I've gone back to using my imagination.
You've regained your childhood.
I always use it.
Why, celibate or something?
No, I was watching way too much pornography, so I stopped watching porn, just went back to imagining.
It doesn't take long to come back.
Imagining my dad's face instead, and now I'm like
it's like for a feral pig to go feral again.
My dick grows tusks and hair.
Your dick grows tusks.
It's a wild dick now. Out in the forest. No, Owen. You know Owen Benjamin?
Back of a wild boar, bare chested. Like
I wonder if that
would
make a noise being unleashed.
Like one of those romance novels. Just.
Oh man, that's good.
A stampede makes the sound of a stampede.
What did you say about
my balls have the sound of a stampede? I had to try it.
Hustlers!
Hustlers.
What are you saying about Owen Benjamin?
He went to the Middle East for some show. And
so
he had no
porn.
Yeah, he couldn't get porn. And I'm like, how long did it take? He goes, not long, dude. It was like maybe 3 days. And his jerk-off imagination came back.
Yeah, I still use it, though. I still use my imagination. I mix it up.
He got real weird. He would find magazines, and he told me he'd have to look for a group of girls in like a ad. And figure out who was like the bitchy one of the group, and then he would jerk off to her.
He only could fuck bitchy girls.
Yeah, he likes the bitchy one of the
group.
Now
that explains his relationship with Christina Ricci.
Yeah, Owen Benjamin likes
bitchy.
And
now it explains it to me.
Yeah. Everyone has weird shit like that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I masturbate on every airplane flight that I take.
What? How do you?
Every single one.
Do you get an extra seat?
I just find it really relaxing. I don't just do it there, like fucking aisle 24.
You join the 1 million mile.
I would need the whole row.
You know what I do? I always pick an air hostess who I think is the most attractive. Right. Mm-hmm. I imagine fucking her in the bathroom stall, and I go in there and I close my eyes.
Mile
and
high. Join the Mile High for Losers Club. Jerk off alone in the bathroom.
I have. I'm a member of the real one as well.
Wait, what is it?
The Mile High for Losers Club is where you sit in the bathroom.
Name
and
it
the
Mile High for Losers.
It's called the Mile Low Club.
Yeah. The Mile Moron Club.
Masturbating in the. Yeah, I'm
I jerked off
in
but that's like a thing. It makes you feel relaxed.
I'm amazing.
Relaxes me.
How do you do it in your chair? Like with the blanket over you or something?
I don't do it in my chair.
Oh, you just do it.
What am I, a fucking animal?
Oh, you meant on the plane.
I masturbate in the fucking airplane toilet like a good human being.
Can
I don't
tell
do
you
it
something?
In the chair.
Oh, how do you
blanket
that
on his seat?
Jeff, can I tell you something? If you were Russell Brand, you'd fuck her in the bathroom and not just think about it.
I've had sex in a bathroom on an airplane before.
With the stewardess
with
you
a stranger.
Out?
No, with a stranger. With a stranger that I met on a flight.
I got a hand job on a plane.
I tried. That was bad trying.
I did too. And his name is Rick Shapiro. We're friends to this day.
What happened, man?
No, yeah.
We met on
private
JetBlue.
Plane.
You can't help but get fucked on.
We were both
joining
the Mile High Loser Club at the same time. And we said, "Hey, why don't we get
come
in the
here.
Mile High
said,
for Loser Club?
Come here, you tall taste of ice cream. You ball player. Come here. I know what row you're in.
You tall taste of ice cream?
I'm a poet. I just
that might be
that.
A title
I
too.
Just, I just got inspired by you being the muse.
I'll tell you what. I had
you do like three scoops of vanilla, nigga.
When I do what do you call it? When I did my hour, Comedy Central gave me this bag, like a shoulder, you know, it's like a Jack Spade. I didn't know that was a good brand, but apparently it's a good brand of like duffel bag Jack Spade. And I was on the plane, some gay guy goes, "Hey, nice Jack Spade bag." And I know for a fact I could have went in the bathroom and fucking pounded him out.
Yeah.
If I wanted to.
I think you did.
A gentleman never tells. He was 49.
49! 49!
49!
That bathroom was no bigger than a Nissan. How'd you say it? A Nissan.
Mommy.
It still hurts when
I
you
wouldn't
do.
Go pee myself.
Shut up. Jeff said, "Still hurts when you say that." Just quietly said.
When he was a little boy, he goes up to the woman, he goes, "Are you 49, man? Can I touch you?
I'm not a 12-year-old boy. Why do I sound like yeah. Oliver? Why do I sound like a fucking Charles Dickens character?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am.
That's
are
I'm
you
saying.
49?
Feed, glorious
please
feed.
Please have some more?
Are you 49? I need more soup, please.
Oh, I'm fucking so Chinese. What was that accent? That was awful. Don't do character acting, brother. You are... It's never going to work.
I nailed it.
Do an American.
I nailed it.
Nail Americans.
Excuse me, mistress.
Sherrod's fucking impression.
No, you do American accent, dum-dum.
I can do an American accent.
Yeah, do an American.
Do it.
I'm not a dancing monkey. I'm not going to perform
for
you.
That's what I thought. Talent.
What?
I got like a generic Californian accent. It's kind of
no,
like that.
That's hack.
Just do an American.
Hack.
Any American you want.
No Valley Girl, nigga. That's 80s. Don't do no Valley Girl accent.
I'm not doing a Valley Girl.
Girls are all dead,
that's
okay?
My generic American accent.
Wait, Karen,
that's it?
Can
yeah,
you
that's
do
it,
your British
that's
accent?
Nah, it's better than your fucking British
you
accent.
Like
so let me hear your
Smith.
British again.
Right.
You do your
hold
British,
on.
I'll do my American.
Is
wait,
this
see
on?
Your,
okay.
Wait. Yo, Karen's going to do her British. Let's see your American.
All right.
Whoa.
Nailed it.
To be fair, that was pretty
thank
good.
Thank you.
That was pretty good.
What?
I've solved it.
I thought that was brilliant.
Thank you.
You're hired.
That's unique because a lot of people just sound the same.
No, not me. I'm different.
It's like you gotta take a shit.
Oh my god, I'm mesmerized. She's offbeat.
She almost passed out, bro.
She's half a,
there's a vein on her forehead.
Oh, she's half a Romanian, this bitch. A sexually
not easy.
Easy.
It's not bad. It's not actually bad.
Oh my god.
You sound like a 49-year-old woman I once knew, actually.
I'll bang you on a plane.
I'll put you in my family.
Tell him you're his friend's mother.
I'm your best friend's mother.
Mother.
Wow, oh, you were close friends with him. You were just friends.
Yeah, we used to hang out and drink.
I'm an amazing comedian.
How old were you when that happened?
17.
And how old is he?
He was 18. He was a year older than me.
What did he have to care if you fucked his mom? What, his mom can't
be
happy?
Because it was his mom. Like, you shouldn't fuck your money friends with mums.
What? I want to be my friend's dad. That'd be awesome. To change the dynamic of our relationship to that degree?
You'd have to marry
a father.
I'm going to tell him to start helping out more around the house. Like, your mom's a great lady. You should start
if your mother banged a dude.
Give your mother respect. Don't you dare like talk to your mother like that.
I throw four of my friends in just to fuck my mother awake. He's trying to figure out. He's
fuck
like,
your mom awake. Mrs. Shapiro?
That might be another title.
She's a pillhead.
Fuck your mom's awake.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine Mrs. Shapiro. I just can imagine Rick and drag, and that's it.
No, I imagine a woman screaming at him in a house dress.
Yeah?
Saying, go get cigarettes. Go get me some cigarettes.
Not in this house. No one's a prostitute in this house. Not my boys. She'd say things like that.
Yeah. Were you a prostitute?
Yeah.
How long?
7 to 9 years.
And
you were gay for pay, right? You were gay for pay as well?
I had to... I didn't call it gay, but I had to get hard for guys.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. That's hard.
I was hungry. But then I joined the mob and became a macho, so I'm over it.
Oh. There you go.
You solved it.
I just put guys...
Sure, I sucked a couple of dicks. What are you going to do about it?
You're working your way up.
Hey, I'll fucking open you up.
Not like I used to.
I'll cut you into each other.
Not like I used to, Joey.
Yeah, Joey, come here.
Yeah, I'll put some fingers in your ass. Yeah, and I'll tear your asshole apart.
Do more. Make it the nails within your skin.
I'm going to fucking rip you apart, Joey.
Man.
No, you look at me with those eyes, with those come to bed eyes. I suck harder dicks than yours, Joey.
You can blow me, but I'm not going to act gay.
See, that's a good American accent. See? I should do that one.
Still, hello, yeah, sir. It's pretty. It's better. Good,
next time you ask American, I'm going to go for that one.
But it's always you going Valley Girl or Mobster or fucking.
Yeah,
you always
got
to go
cliche.
You know what? I'm serious. I bet you could do this because I know you. Imitate, like, be acerbic about it. Imitate what you sense Americans are like inside. You know, because there's a lot of anxiety. Like, a lot of guys are like this, you know, like.
Inside,
sweetheart, you know, they keep it together.
Yeah. I think inside, they're constantly just going, smile, 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 smile. They won't know
how do you
much
think
you
that would affect the voice? Like, smile.
That's what American. I can see that.
This is like
smile.
An acting exercise.
There it is. Smile. I knew you had it in you.
Smile.
Yeah,
keep
no.
smiling, and they'll never know how much you hate them.
It's a beautiful
smile.
Name. Say,
smile.
My name's
I'm not going to shoot up this school. Why would I do that?
Mother.
This theater doesn't need to be shot to pieces. Why would it? I love my job. I'm
I
a very happy
now.
Individual. I'm getting a bonus this year.
Now, that's American.
I knew you had it in you, man.
That is the best American you ever did.
But when I do that, it just sounds like I'm doing a take on what you do on stage. Okay. I feel like
no,
I'm ripping you off,
it,
man.
It doesn't sound. I don't
hey, you know
that.
I ripped you off once by accident.
Oh, that dude.
I coughed on stage and I said, AIDS, I'll beat it. And then I immediately apologized and said to the audience, that's a Rick Shapiro joke. I take it back.
That's what. Yeah.
That's the best bit of material I've ever done. Boom.
Yeah, I get people come up and go like, hey, I feel like I'm channeling your spirit. I'm like, no, you're stealing. You know, all this shit. I said, we've heard it all, right? We've heard it all.
Yes, Rick.
Hey, I noticed it. I stole from you once.
No, that's great that you mentioned the name. That's
it just
cool.
was in my head. And I told the audience. I told the audience.
I don't have a booker, so
I said,
go
get his fucking CD of him in Toomla. Live at Toomla. It's good.
Oh, man. I wish I remembered.
Live where? At what?
Live at Toomla.
Tell him, I got five stars across the board.
Audio,
what's
audio
Live at Toomla?
It's a place. It's a place in Austria, right? Where you recorded a live show.
I had amnesia. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. What was it? Where's Toomla?
Oh,
where's
so Rick used to be a comedian. And when he was a comedian.
I'm a comedian. I'm still a comedian.
I don't know.
Why would you say that?
You said you forgot.
I was in Arizona 2 weeks ago.
I thought you were an actor now, a theater actor.
I'm all of it, man.
You're always a stand-up, nigga.
I'm whining now. I'm like, why
fucking
do you do that?
Well, maybe leave some jokes for the rest of us.
I'm insecure about it because I don't have a booker anymore. It's really hard for me to get gigs. But I get them.
Wait, oh, you mean like an agent? What do you mean a booker?
A booker.
I get bookers calling me. They get really excited. Like, and they go like, hi, it's me, and I really want to work with you. I'm, you know, you're amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I say, in a month, and they're like, yeah, it's really, I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. A month later, then I'm like, you can't, I just seem to have a hard time. They want me to work a certain way.
Right.
So I get choked up, and then I do a one-man show. And I do it in the East Village with 8 people, and I'm a winner again.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as I grab a French girl out of the audience. But that's just me. I'm a puppet rabbit. I'm the puppet rabbit. I can't do American shows. I don't want to. Only cafes, Montparnasse. You will go. You wear French blouses. I see the stripes. Truffaut, yes. Truffaut, yes.
Yes, Aaron?
Oui.
Did
who
you
played,
uh,
who played the girl in Truffaut, the bank? In Breathless, like having a scene off in it. Who played the girl in the black girl, black hair? You like French movies?
Truffaut?
Yeah, I'm fine with them.
I
thought Rick was picking me up.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine. Yeah. I like French movies fine.
Your style's good.
Do you like,
this sounds like a man trying to about to kill a girl on a bus.
No.
You like French movies?
Your style good.
This is a classic.
Do it again.
You getting off at Nostrand Avenue?
This is a classic Rick Shapiro matchup. Aaron is a Rick Shapiro girl if I ever saw one.
I'm picturing like the night. Do you know in French an orgasm is le petit mort?
Le petit mort.
That sounds a little French Canada,
actually.
Le petit mort, the little death.
Little death.
That's a great
it's
name
really,
for an orgasm.
You know that?
Yes.
French people got it right.
Yeah. You like
wait, let's watch Rick.
French singers.
Rick's falling in love. Go ahead.
You like Barbara, the French singer. It's pronounced Barbara here, but
no, I don't know
Barbara.
That person. I'm open-minded about her, but I don't know that singer.
Do you like Baudelaire?
Baudelaire.
Mon petit coquette, mon petit bijou.
No, I don't know that.
Edith Piaf.
Yeah, much to
teach you. I do like Edith Piaf.
Why? She's
American
so fucking miserable. She's so miserable. Who Edith, is? Edith Piaf. Well, she was. She's dead now.
She's
probably more miserable
so
now.
No, she's fine now. I spoke to her. She's fine.
Yeah, we channeled her. She's coming in next week, Edith Piaf.
She's coming in, yeah.
The Hollywood Media.
Barbara, look up B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Okay.
Just cool. Barbara. Sweetheart, look up Barbara.
Okay.
Just the name Barbara.
That's why you like it. You like the music.
Barbara. Okay. I'll do it.
Should we go to this a call? You want to we got this dude?
Oh, who?
He's gone.
Oh. we're not
this
going
great,
to
it. This is one of the best radio shows. I like it here. I have to say, I like this energy here. I like it in here.
It's fun,
I
right,
like
Rick?
This. Yeah, it's fucking cool.
It's like a hang. We just hang out, talk shit.
I asked Rick,
what have you been doing, Rick? What have you been doing? So, you're an out there guy, you know?
That's the awful shit they say on it.
Do you sleep at night? You strike me as a fella who doesn't have a problem sleeping, but just won't.
What's upsetting is these are all the questions I asked you down in the foyer, just outing me. I haven't seen Rick for quite a few months. We had a falling out last time we saw each other.
I don't remember what, exactly what it was. I have a bad memory.
He maintains that he doesn't remember.
Well, I'm sure it's your fault, Jeff, because you always have a falling out with somebody. And I'm Kurt. You always got a falling out with somebody.
No.
I don't have any falling out.
I'm going to add Aaron to that.
And I lash out. I lash out.
The falling out is you were friends and fall out. I don't have that. I have random strangers online.
That's worse, Kurt. You fall out with people you're not even fall in yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that you can't call it a fallout. It's just I don't know.
It's like nuclear fallout.
An incident.
A difference of online opinion.
But a fallout's like what was the fallout over?
It was weird. Like we were really I really love Rick and spent a lot of time. We got really close.
So you said a dumb
and then
joke
I went
that
to LA.
Was too much.
He stuck my dick. Things went bad. No, and we went to a diner after a gig. We went and did like three spots together in LA. Yeah. And I was driving you around, and then we went to a diner and we had some food and we were eating. And there were two girls behind us, and we started talking to them, me and Rick. And then Rick said something like he literally turned around and went and said like, "Oh, you look like you got a smooth pussy. You got a smooth pussy." You said something that's offensive. Like, you did. You fucking did. And then I was like, please excuse my friends. We've had a pretty exciting night. Which maybe I shouldn't have excused your behavior because it's your behavior.
I got mad at you for apologizing.
Then you walked to the toilet and then you came back from the toilet and just walked straight out of the diner and fucked off. So I picked up the check and then I drove around to your house to find you to see what the fuck was up with you because you're in a bad place right back then. Yeah. And I didn't want you to fucking feel like, you know, I felt I could speak for you. And then you fucking, your wife called me up and was like, can you drop his bag back at his house? And I was like, when he can't get it himself, a lazy cunt. And she's like, oh, well, we can't. So I dropped your bag back and then the next day... And then that was it. Then you didn't speak to me for fucking months.
Wait, but did she have a smooth? Was her pussy smooth or
super
not?
Super smooth. He would have found out if you stuck around.
I'm trying to get more honest with myself. So the real thing was probably...
Basically, you owe me $6 for a fucking waffle. You owe me $6 for a waffle.
You can forget it, Jeff.
You'll see it.
And a smooth pussy. That's what you owe me.
I'm charging you $6. You're going to charge $6 just for being here in the country. Now, so you just walked out on
him. That's the last time we spoke to each other fucking months ago.
Calm down, Jeff.
A year ago. No, I'm hurt. I told him downstairs.
Tuck your vagina away, you puss. Let's.
Hey, can I like? Hold on.
I
want
to hear what Rick has to say. Go ahead.
No, some people go like when I first moved out here, I never saw guys like this. I stutter right now because I'm overwhelmed. But I never saw guys like this in the word. In L.A., I would make a joke to the waitress, be out loud, whatever, and the guy went like, "Whoa, she really hates you." And I was like, first of all, I saw her face. You didn't. I know eyes. And if she hated me, she would have said she hates me. Or she would have rolled her eyes.
Right.
And I said, for second of all, you're a comedian. What do you care? It was fun.
Right.
Right.
But they do something. They go like, "Ooh, Rick, she really loved you." It's like, how are you on stage if you got that?
Well, the two of you together.
It gets you hot. It gets you hot when a motherfucker says that. I get it.
Yeah. So you saw
but
me
also
on stage.
Being there for 6 years, every day. And not having a car and making
friends. You don't have a car there?
No, I'm getting.
So
have
you
know
this? You had already had rapport now. With this. In this
no,
place.
No, I didn't. I tried to.
Fucking,
I tried to find friends
it.
In L.A.
Oh.
And you guys, that's why I'm awake.
Yeah.
In L.A., the guys, they like have birds, dead sparrows lying in their throat. Like, hey. and if you're not around, and you're around that every day, you get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
so
agree.
I did. I think.
Soften the fucking head because of them. I don't like LA and I don't like the comedians there really.
No.
The two of you guys together, that must have looked like a street magician and his young apprentice
Like a Nick Cage movie.
I'm teaching him my ways.
He's so great.
He just looks like me from the future if I did try heroin.
Were you guys looping each other? In the-
It's like if you back- see your old face, shoot it.
He came back to warn me, don't do the heroin.
It's so weird.
But we bonded because we were both lunatics at fucking Edinburgh. Yeah. And we were on stage. You came and saw my show. I came and saw yours. Yeah. Well, I came and saw your show. You came and saw my show. And we bonded over the fact that we were fucking relentless on stage and normally quite
If y'all bonded so much, don't try to correct them in front of some waitress
whores. I didn't.
And some diner dumb.
No, I didn't. I wanted to help him out of a place that he was in at that time. Yeah, and he was asking me for help and then suddenly didn't want my help and told me to go fuck. Basically,
I helped him move out on Tracy, right? I wanted you to.
You did want me to do that at the time. How's that going?
I'm still looking for help to get away from this.
Your sick wife, you're trying to get away from.
I know, I can't leave her while she...
You bastard.
Oh, she's sick?
Yeah, Tracy's sick, man.
But she's doing great. Is she getting better? The good news is she finally shaved her head, and she's an asshole, and she's funny as hell.
Okay.
Before that, she was a Republican stripper.
Wait, Tracy was a Republican?
A Republican.
No, she wasn't.
A Republican was a stripper. Fuck. Is this a Tarantino movie? There we go.
You always make me.
I just want to make Rick laugh. That's all that matters in here. You fucking step on jokes.
I talk about like my mother now. Sherrod, you're so clear. You're crisp. You don't stop. Honey, that's called relentless. That's because I'm too shy to stutter if I told you myself. It's so good to see you, man.
You too, man. I miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick got a fucking ovation at the end of the shoot today.
Oh, really?
Oh, that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, this Saturday, Horace and Pete got to watch for Rick. I'm telling you, it's pretty great.
That's nice,
gotta
watch
it. It's a pretty great scene, man.
And this was a reconnection of you and Louis. Yeah. Didn't you ever fall out with him?
No.
Oh, you told me you did. You told me you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
He said Tracy, his
I
wife.
I think so. Oh, no, back then, way back after the show.
Yeah, way back
again,
after the
I was on Adderall. I would call him up and be like, Louis, produce my show. I'm doing what nobody else is doing. Produce my show. Put your name in the poster. That's all. And be like, Rick, I don't have that kind of money. He does now, but even back then. And I'm like, no, but Louis, you don't understand. No, imagine telling a comedian, nobody's doing what I'm doing. Nobody's doing what I'm doing.
You know? But in fairness, nobody was telling random waitresses they had smooth pussies. So it's a fair statement.
But he knew that the bitch wasn't too mad about it.
Right, exactly.
He knows what fits he can walk. We all know where we can
walk. First of all, it's LA.
Artists or comedians.
Odds are smooth pussy.
Yeah.
In LA.
And odds are no one's going to get mad at you. Like, yeah. And follow
she
through.
Was trying to remember if he already saw a pussy or not. He's like, does he produce?
No, shit. I'm telling you. I've known. As long as I know Rick, it's. In fact, I can't believe he hasn't already been dating Aaron.
They should have been two years in already.
Yeah, they should be 2 years
in. She should
have
been away from Tracy.
Hear that?
Aaron's sick of him now. This should be where it's at now. Aaron should already be like,
we never have sex. Yeah. What's wrong? We used to all the time. We never do it anymore.
Who's that? Do you even find
me attractive anymore?
Yes, I do. Let's fuck now. I got a better idea. Let's go out to eat for 4 hours, please. Just sit with me and let me hear all about you. I'm not kidding, man.
He's that ass right now.
Oh,
serious.
Oh, boy.
4 hour dinner. That's French. You are used to dating French women.
Lit up
no,
so
I've just
much.
Been in LA too long. I just sit depressed and eat.
Oh, my God.
Like, my friends are going, you gotta go to
Dude, Rick's face just
you
now.
You want to go to Cafe 101 again? I'm like, yeah, I'm married. Dude, I'm in L.A.
But your face
sucks.
When Aaron improv.
No, I don't want to be married. It was a mistake. It was a lie.
How long has it been now?
2 years. She's amazing, but we're just friends, but she won't, you know, I can't, well, she...
Y'all been together for longer than the 2 years, though.
Yeah, we've been friends for like 4 years. She's amazing. So I've learned to say that, like, fast.
I really like Tracy a lot,
at,
man.
Just like, it's like being good at ping pong. Like, yeah, I hate her. She's amazing.
Right.
No, well, sometimes people are cool,
met.
But not together.
She's awesome. I like Tracy a lot.
Yeah, she is.
Anyway, we can't speak about someone who's not even here to speak about
themselves.
That's nice.
I want to make the final, the error. I'm hoping that I finally say it the wrong time. She calls and goes, it's over. I mean, I'm trying to set it up.
Okay.
Well, if you could just see Rick's face when Aaron did that little improv sketch.
Oh, he lost
his little eyes
face
twinkle.
Was like, we can save this.
And my hand
was like, I want this to be true so bad.
Grab my hand. Grab my
fantasy.
Hand. Don't let go, Jack.
Don't let go of this, Aaron.
Grab my hand. Grab
I'm
my
fucking
hand.
Serious.
I know you are.
Guess what?
She's got that look. He's like,
and
he's
you
got
wouldn't
a look.
Be unhappy. You'd be like.
He goes, really? You would consider it?
We get wet.
How smooth is your pussy?
not going to tell you how smooth my pussy is.
We'll save that.
She's not the girl for you, Rick. She's not the girl for you.
Did you say what?
I think a guy admires his father. He goes, "How smooth is your pussy?" My father says it. Dad says that.
Okay. First of all, Aaron's from the Midwest, so probably not very.
No, it is fine. It is fine.
It is fine.
Did you say smooth?
Fine and frogs.
I am Scandinavian. So read into that what you will. No, I don't have very much
hair. It's fine hair down there, but it's some hair down there. It's real fine. Yeah, I'm being honest.
I'm not against hair.
I even like when you describe it.
Dude, I really do consider... I really do consider pussy hair like an endangered species that
but it'll come back.
Climate change is eating it away or something. It's gone. Can't find any pussy hair around the...
Yeah, you can
it's like the polar bear, all shivering and alone.
I like it. The Clint is the polar bear.
Yeah. He's alone on that disappearing ice flow of it's hair.
Like, keep going, man. Oh, yeah. It was lovely. It was lovely.
I was tapping into your spirit. Hey,
boy, I want to hear it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got a quick break, and then we'll go right back. You staying, right, Rick? Everybody staying?
Yeah.
We got Rick.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm enjoying myself an awful lot.
I bet. So, yeah, we'll be right back. Race Wars.
Race Wars. We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Kurt and Sherrod here.
That's right, Kurt and Sherrod from Race Wars. And guess what?
I'm talking about Harry's Razors.
They got the new non-slip grip!
Yeah, the Truman handle, it's called. And you can still fit your old Harry's blades on it. It's just a much better grip.
I thought they couldn't make this razor better, and they made it better with the non-slip grip. Now I can hold on to that just like I'm going to hold on to my own privates.
Guys, why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Well, you can get them for half the price at Harry's.com. The Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. Just $15. Get a razor moisturizing shave cream and 3 razor blades. And if you put in the code RACEWARS at Harry's.com, it's $10.
That's right. Get the new pusher. It's called the pusher. It's a non-slip grip. It still fits your old razors, and it's Harry's. Go to Harry's.com, use the promo code RACEWARS, 2 words. Right, Kurt?
Yeah. Cheap, convenient, and German quality.
Non-slip grip! Non-slip!
Harry's Razors. Go to Harry's.com, type in the code RACEWARS, $10. Right. You get $5 off.
$5 off if you use
a month of shaving. And I don't know. I'm still using my Harry's razor, and I love it. So check it out, guys.
Non-slip grip. The pusher.
Hey, it's Kurt and Sherrod.
Hey, it's Kurt and Sherrod.
Have you used Lyft yet, Sherrod?
Oh, have I? I use Lyft, and I love Lyft.
I went to go see a friend of ours out in Jersey using my new Lyft credits.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was a fast, good ride, man.
And the great part of it is there's 3 types of rides. You can get the regular Lyft. You can get it's just you and a driver. You can get Lyft Plus for larger groups. And you get the Lyft Line, which is just a carpool. And it's tons of fun. I'm telling you. I was in there with a cool dude who lived in the city. We was chopping it up, man.
Do you like having your own personal driver?
Of course I do.
24/7.
Yeah.
And do you want to not worry about directions? Such as where I live, where no one has ever left the Heights ever. And if you have to call a car service and say the Village, they go, what? I know. Yeah, I know.
Go to Lyft.com/wars, right?
That's Lyft.com. Wars.
And you're going to get $10 off your first 3 rides.
Yeah.
So if your ride is not even $10, that's free. Yeah, just jumping right in a nice car and jumping out.
Go to Lyft.com/wars. That's Lyft spelled L-Y-F-T.
/wars, and you're going to get $10 off your first 3 rides. You can't beat it.
It's only temporary. It won't last. So go on now.
Lyft!
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle. So, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better eliminations. Go to electsquattypotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to electsquattypotty.com today.
Get America moving again.
Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsed.
It's the Kurt Metzger Conflict Collection, the ultimate mix of Kurt Metzger's podcast-based fights.
And also, I'm a fucking professional. Why would you know better than me, dipshit?
This collection has everything, with all the best moments of Kurt's misplaced anger.
Do you just understand that?
What do you mean?
That's, I don't understand. Is, John, do you understand what the
Everybody
fuck I'm saying?
Confused.
But you get what, does anybody not understand what I'm getting at?
The Kurt Metzger Conflict Collection has all your favorite characters from Kurt's social media squabbles, including this lady.
Saying what
yeah,
she wanted
well,
to say.
It was convenient that you That's defended her, but she wasn't talking about any of the shit that usually pisses you off. Your buzzwords, Kurt. Your fucking buzzwords.
Never before has a compilation been put together of such easily avoidable conflicts.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Hold on a minute. I thought, wait, no, wait a minute. There's another Megan Sullivan that does stand-up that's who I thought she was.
Order now and we'll throw in a copy of Sherrod Small's Erotic Tales. Absolutely free.
I was a humper. Mm. Full-grown humper. And I grew up with two sisters, so every time they had a slumber party or something, it was on.
The Kurt Metzger Conflict Collection, volumes 2 through 50, coming soon.
So is this another fight that everyone agrees? So no one disagreed here.
Boom, we're back.
Wow.
Wow.
Was that Damian Lemon doing the voice?
Was that Damian? Yeah, Damian.
Right, well, I'm going to have a word with him. I got conflict. That son of a bitch.
That was all fire.
I won't even reveal the bombshell that Aaron dropped on us during the break. We'll just forget it ever happened.
That's not even either here nor there.
I didn't realize you were
so
hip-hop.
And that was Eminem, by the way. That was Eminem freestyle when we first came back. Let's get that fire. Let's address that fire.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, I'm bringing the heat. I bring all the flavor to this show. This show would be no Lowry's, nigga, without me here. No seasoned salt.
Lowry's?
Lowry's!
Wait, where's Rick?
Oh, shit.
Wait, did we lose Rick?
Where's Erin?
Oh, no, she's here.
Hold on, where's the fuck
where's Erin? He went to the bathroom. We'll be back.
And he's not going
to. He went to pick up our marriage certificate.
I didn't realize you were so fucking hip hop. That was the most aggressively gangster thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, that was real gangster. But Rick goes to the bathroom like Fonzie goes to the bathroom. It's his office. Here he comes.
Oh, thank God.
Bangs the condom dispenser twice. And just like,
that's right.
We should run the news.
We have some hot fire. Wait till Rick come back in the room. Let's get Rick. Rick is coming right now. But yeah, we got some hot fire right there at Eminem. So y'all want to, we got to come out with a compilation music thing for Race Wars. All the fans asked me for it, so I'm going to put all the songs together.
They did what?
A compilation music.
But the fans did what?
They all asked for the music.
They did what?
Asking for the music.
Oh, asking.
That's what I said.
Okay.
But you tried to sound it like you wanted to see with an X, like asking. And I didn't say that. I said asking. But you can go ahead and fish. We allow fishing here.
Plant yourself.
You can fish for it. What?
Do you celebrate that popular holiday?
Oh, my God.
Do you celebrate that popular holiday on the 14th of February?
What, Hanukkah X?
Stick of dynamite.
Valentine's.
No, it's Tynes.
It's so
but yeah, you
want to
say Tynes like we say it with like time? Okay.
Are we going to do
thank you.
So let me ask you this.
Don't come over here with the first day I met a black person jokes.
Are we going to do... does Tommy have gay news? Do you have any gay news?
Wait, we got to go into... He got a segment, the guy. Right? You got a segment?
So you want to do Aaron or Tommy?
Aaron first. Okay. Go into the news.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter, it's Race Wars News with Aaron Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
That's how we get down in here.
Yeah.
I wanted Rick to figure out the concept of headphones to hear that, but he... Rick's like, wah, wah, wah.
It's fine. I think he gets it.
Whatever.
Rick, I've never seen... You picked up those headphones like a fucking caveman discovering headphones. And just you like, what do I...
Well, I usually have a background control button on my
top. Okay, so now that we've mastered basic technology.
Well, it's your husband. It's your husband.
So the first thing I want to... There's a lot of stuff going on, but I think the most important thing right now is this headline. I'm just going to read it to you verbatim. West Virginia lawmakers suffer stomach illness after drinking raw milk to celebrate legalizing raw milk.
I thought it was stomach bug.
When did they die of...
They celebrate it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Aaron.
So basically, in the state of West Virginia, it was illegal to consume raw milk, and the reason it was illegal, even on your own property.
What does that mean? Unpasteurized?
Yeah. Like if you just like suck a cow's tit.
Yeah.
Like you can't just.
The good way.
Yeah. Right.
You are
the
incisive.
Freshest way.
Mother's milk.
Cow's tit.
The Mad Max way is not.
No, cow's tit.
So foul.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Wow, he was on his back moaning in a state house.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So basically the law was signed last week, and now to celebrate, a bunch of lawmakers who supported the legalization of raw milk drank a bunch of raw milk
together,
and they got fucking sick.
Yeah, this guy was on his back crying like a baby.
But he says he doesn't think the raw milk had anything to do with it.
He's dumb.
There's a really great quote in a different news story where a guy said the milk didn't have nothing to do with it.
Anybody who drinks milk, that's how he would talk.
Because this is West Virginia,
so it had everything to do with it.
This is how the state people talk.
It could have just been
where is it?
Milk.
West Virginia? It's west of Virginia.
Americans just sound like they're watching, they're getting slammed in the head with the Domino's pizza commercials, like, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
And they're just dumb. They just don't even, they're just dumb.
They dumb. Like,
why are you singling out the Domino's commercials?
But everywhere's dumb, though.
Wasn't this an episode of Portlandia?
Let's remember that West Virginia also has universities, and they have professors there who are probably smarter than everybody in this room.
Hold on.
So it's not everybody in West Virginia who are dumb.
Well, no, not at all.
So let's not point fingers like, I think
first of all, if you're dumb enough to run for political office and you live in West Virginia, I'd imagine that that intersecting Venn diagram segment would be fairly stupid. Right?
Probably.
Might be up there.
I mean, you're going to have to explain to a lot of us what a Venn diagram is.
Can I be frank?
I know what it is.
K-Bar.
Hey, K-Bar. Oh, how about some raw milk, buddy? We're having raw milk.
And a Venn diagram.
By the way, did they mention that the raw milk was milked out of this guy, Travis, that hangs out behind the stand? Travis's raw milk?
Well, I think one thing that's really funny about this is, like, there's like, I guess there used to be in Williamsburg, like, a place where parents, like crazy Brooklyn parents, could pick up raw milk, which is funny because, like, raw milk is, like, objectively not good for you.
Do that before the gentrification. I know who you're attacking with people from the South who lived in New York and Brooklyn before all this gentrification shit, they used to get raw milk, and a whole bunch of, like, a country store would sell it just like they sell it off a farm. So you get eggs that wasn't, like, I guess FDA.
Yeah.
So they used to do that a lot.
But this is like kooky white people who believe in toxins.
Raw milk from a human female breast is great for you, though.
I guess
on the flip side, drink fresh.
I guess they don't homogenize it first.
How do you question that?
I hope they unhomogenized milk.
I hope they had a party and they played the ODB song.
That's French. It's French.
Oh baby, I like it.
Can I just ask a question that required an answer to say be homogenized?
Yes, homogenized.
Yeah, I'm like bored already with myself.
Yeah, it's a French dude did it. A French dude came up with a homogenization. Right?
Well, you go to Canada sometimes, right, Shoddy?
Pasteur. Pasteurized milk. That's why they got a new pasteurized.
Do you like poutine? Have you ever had poutine?
Yes.
What is it?
The French thing with the French fries with cheese curds and gravy. You can never get it here. No, you can't get it in America.
I got them. I had them.
Poutine.
They have it at Mile End.
The
Mile End Deli.
For real.
There's one in NoHo.
With cheese curd.
Yeah.
They told me cheese curd's illegal, and I thought that has something to do with this. Cheese curd's not illegal.
That's more Canadian lies.
Yeah, no cheese curds is...
I don't sell a poutine, man.
All curds is what you take away cheese and whey. I mean, curds and whey is just what makes cheese.
They're not pasteurized, is what I was told by a Canadian.
You just take it out to make the cheese. Curds is just you take out.
How often do you see cheese curd around?
Not since motherfuckers sung the song Cheese, Curds, and Whey in a fucking
curds and whey,
nursery tale.
Okay. I'm from Wisconsin. Poutine. We eat cheese curds all the time.
You do?
Yeah. You can get them at like the games. You can get them at like the sporting events in Wisconsin.
Wow, why can't you get it here?
And it's fucking cheesy as shit.
You just eat a bag of cheese.
So good, man.
But you're going to be a fat as fuck.
I know.
Yeah, you just eat a bag of cheese and you get fat as fuck.
Look how fat Erin is from her cheesy.
But it's so good.
I'm really fucking fat.
You
know what you need, Erin?
What?
Some raw milk.
That's my stripper.
That sounds super sexual.
That's my stripper name.
You'll drop the pounds.
That sounded very, very sexual.
Let's get on to
British accent it does. Raw milk.
Raw milk.
Let's move on to the gun rights.
That's what I call it.
Oh, and here's another kooky.
That's why I can't hang out with Jeff. They just slide down his leg. And I gotta be like, I'm funny, I'm incredible, I'm intense, I'm smart.
You saying women just slide down Jeff's leg right to his cock?
That's probably why I got mad in your diner. Deep down, I was probably like, fuck him, man.
Yes!
I do better on my own.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm trying to be honest.
I see it, yes!
That's
probably it.
One thing, he's this fucking tall, fucking British, long hair, son of a bitch, will get pussy. And now he's correcting you.
This tall
when you
taste
say
of ice cream.
He already has her. You can already get her just by breathing.
Yes, and you're already emasculated by just this fucking Adonis standing next to you.
Hold on, I wouldn't say emasculated.
You know what? That's interesting because that's like it depends on what your pussy pool is that you dip in, right? Like maybe you guys are dipping in the same pool for pussy and that's where this is coming from.
What's your go-to type?
Yeah.
Like my quick one?
I like a girl with daddy issues and low expectations.
I like a woman with mud on her tits. Asphalt coming out of her ass.
Mother tits. Put
someone
it down.
Pulls me
you
so
said
fast
mud
the
on
ATM.
Her tits. Right? Mud on her tits? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, mud on her tits?
Yeah.
Or mother tits?
No, mud on her tits.
I'll take both.
AKA Aaron Gloria Ryan.
You got muddy tits?
That's me. Yeah, they all.
Muddy
tits. That's what they call me.
In your yearbook.
Yeah, no, at the University of Notre Dame, that was my nickname. Old Muddy Tits.
And I heard you didn't live up to it.
University of Notre Dame.
Wait, isn't that the Old Mud is the nickname of that school?
Old Mud?
Oh, it's Old Miss.
No, that's in a totally different state.
All right, what's the next news story?
Oh, it's the next news story. A gun rights activist shot in back by 4-year-old son.
This is a great story. I talked about this early on something, ABC or something.
A 31-year-old Florida woman is, she's currently in stable condition a day after being accidentally shot in the back by her 4-year-old
coward!
Son.
He's a coward, that 4-year-old! Shoot your mother in the back!
That's Michael Shea's thing.
While she
that's
was
a
driving.
Dream. You watch your mother going, she's shot in the back, and she falls down, and you're like,
so
oh
she
God.
Posts a lot of Facebook gun messages.
She's in charge of a Facebook group called
the 4-year-old shot
Jamie,
her.
Jamie Guilt for Gun Sense. And Jamie Guilt got gun sensed right in the back her 4-year-old son.
He's a back shooting son of a bitch.
When they interviewed the mother in the hospital, and she said about the son that she still loved him, but he's yellow.
Well,
by the way, she's hot as shit. Did you see her? Jamie Guilt. Oh, she's a sweet piece. I'd shoot her. I'd shoot all over that back.
He's yellow!
Come here, boy.
I'm a rootin' tootin'.
She's okay, look.
In his defense, he was aiming for the back of her head, so he missed.
Look at this kid's
You think he knew it? He knew it was a loaded gun.
Yeah. She is what you call a MILF.
A mother, whatever.
I'd like to
shoot. Wow, yeah, she's nice.
A MILF-ba.
She's younger than me, so.
She's cutie.
She looks like she's got a steel pipe for a clitoris.
No, that is the gun, Rick. That's not a clitoris.
Like she says, I walk it like I talk.
I walk it like I talk.
Wow. So is she shot in the back? Can she walk and everything still? Or
yeah,
what's
she's
going
still
on?
Walking. It went right through her. The bullet went right through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like the message that she should have taken away from that.
Because he knew. He knew.
Oh, sorry, that went right over her, unfortunately.
How did he try to kill her?
Yeah, like how did he get his hands on her on mommy's gun?
Her gun was in the back seat of the car. She was driving. He was in the back
seat.
She was
tossed in the back with the 4-year-old?
Doing what babies do, loading and unloading guns.
Oh, my God.
You can't body coddle them at that age. You gotta let them.
Unloading guns.
I was at CPAC this weekend. The conservative.
Oh, yeah, how did that go? Did you get a picture with Trump?
Oh, no. He pulled out at the last minute.
That's what she said. Like your ex-boyfriend. I got them joking first.
Guys, let's get an orderly line and each make a joke about him pulling out to end.
Okay.
Yeah. Sherrod, go ahead. Oh, did he put it back in? Oh, you go. I forgot mine.
Did it spill down your leg? Go, Trump pull out.
Okay.
He pulled out?
Tell me, Candy, was it as big as a yacht?
Oh, right. He said he has a yacht-sized penis.
Yeah, his little Cheeto dick. He
You think he has a Cheeto?
Oh, it totally looks like a Cheeto.
Oh, Trump?
Yeah. Trump.
You ain't seen enough cops to make that.
Like a crunchy Cheeto.
It doesn't look smaller. Not in his hands, at least.
No, yeah, it's proportional.
She's judging off if she would have voted for him or not. So you're trying to tell me just because you voted for Hillary, she got a better cop than Trump?
I am not a Hillary supporter, actually. But I want to talk a little bit about CPAC because I had some adventures when I was there.
What politician has a great cock? Tell me that first. Because if you're going to say bad cock, you got to know great cock.
Hold on.
So who got the cock of life?
Is CPAC cock-based? I don't think it is.
No, CPAC is not.
But
none
why attack Trump's cock when you ain't going to talk about the cock? If you know how cocks look, if you don't see them. Tell me whose cock is huge.
Sherrod, you are really angling to be the secretary of cock in the Trump administration.
I minored in it.
But I think you need to calm down. I think you need to calm down for a little bit.
First of all, that's Tommy's job.
I just don't like Trump attacking for no reason. They'll be attacking his dick for no reason.
Well, he brought it up in a debate.
Everybody loves Cheetos, number one.
Yeah, crunchy is the best.
But if
he set up the paradigm.
You're right.
The paradigm.
I'll let it go. I'll let it go. I could have angled it.
I love crunchy Cheetos.
So not anyway, in your pussy, you know.
Speak for yourself.
Do you like Cheetos in your pussy, sweetheart?
don't tell her what she likes.
Who
do you think you are?
I am a modern
woman. How about some ass dip?
Was that Russ Meneve's joke about finger girls after you eat Cheetos? awful Cheeto fingers.
Oh my god. Oh. Well, it's better than doing it after you cook jalapenos. That's
Oh, maybe.
No,
tell me that story
for sure. Another day.
So tell what happened.
So at CPAC, so I went down on Friday night, and Friday night there's always usually there's like big parties, and I was at a party for Breitbart, and
tea parties.
Tea parties.
Hey.
That's she's a clever.
Oh, fuck a lot of you.
When you say tea party, it's an actual tea party.
I didn't even
though.
Know what that was until a week ago.
The tea party is kind of dead.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, but there was a big party, and they're super nice. Like, the people that are at CPAC are, like, on their best behavior. They're mostly just great. And I've, you know, last year when I went there the first time, they were super welcoming and nice to me, even though I'm a commie.
Right.
But this year I went, and there was this dude at the party who was with this lackey, and the lackey came up to me and was like, "Do you know who this guy is?" And I was like, "No, I don't."
Oh, like trying to hook it up?
And he goes, "This is an actor." And I was like, "Oh, what movies have you been in?" And he like was just like standing too close, and he goes, "Ever heard of Scarface?"
Who was it?
I'm not gonna name him.
Angel Salazar?
You can IMDb
him. No, we know him. We were trying to get him on the show. The guy who played his friend, Manny, that
he
shot?
Yeah.
Not Angel Salazar.
Stephen Bauer. You met Stephen Bauer.
I'm not going to confirm or deny.
You slept with him, didn't you? We were going to get him on the show. He's a sexy guy,
so
right?
So what happened then?
I'll text Stephen right now and ask him.
Oh, my God.
So a couple of raw milks later.
Let the girl finish.
No, so he goes, "I was in Scarface." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, that movie came out the year I was born." And then he got really, like, he leaned in like he was going to whisper something to me.
Oh, God.
And he growled and licked my face.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. Now
he wanted it.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Are you fucking serious?
How'd you take it? How'd you take it?
So I was, well, first of all, I don't really.
First of all, he's dating, like, he's engaged or married to a 16-year-old.
This is why I say it's him, because he's dating that 16-year-old.
Yeah, it was strange.
And he's on Donovan. On Showtime.
So that happened. And I was sort of like, a couple of female reporters from other places were at the party too. And one of them was sitting across the room. She saw it happen. She was like, "What the fuck?" And I just like walked away. She was like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "I don't know what just happened. I feel really weird. And I think I want to go.
Yeah.
I think I want to go." Cause it wasn't like it wasn't like he was my friend and we were goofing around.
Oh, he's a freak. Like, this guy's a bona fide freak.
It's like sexual assault.
But here's the thing. No, it's not.
That's how I met Jeff. I'll tell you why.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. When you growled, you should have bounced. Who sticks around to see what's after the growl from a grown man?
He did it at the same
time. As soon as I hear her, I'm like this. What the fuck are you doing?
Nah, dudes.
Hold on.
Fuck that shit, man.
You're right, Sherrod. It was my fault.
Creepy,
just
old,
Don
fat lady came up to you and started fucking sniffing your dick and singing to it.
As soon as you go down, I'm backing up.
If somebody growls at me, I make him my big brother. I'm so used to angry people. I'm like, "Oh, you must love me. You have hate in your eyes." So he's worried about the growl.
Who sticks around after a growl? Karen, back me up and make this not a sex thing.
I didn't stick around after
back
the growl.
Back me up one of my Karen.
Did it at the same time.
It sounds pretty
close.
How
do you growl?
Huh? Wait, turn the mic on.
Hello. Can anybody hear me? What's the fucking point of this? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Stick around.
It's on.
What was the question?
How do you stick around if a grown man came to your face and growled?
Okay. Well, on the street the other day, some guy said he was going to make me bleed.
Yeah.
Look me right in the face and then I just
Yeah,
well,
I said that
I
to you and you said
away.
That was between us.
So I was like, it's never not a sex thing when someone does a growl or a fucking thing.
No, but that's different.
You.
He was trying to fight you, that guy, it sounds like.
Your first two words when a guy goes,
I'm not saying it was Aaron's fault.
Okay, hold on.
I'm gonna say.
Well, I guess can I just?
You should have left when you just looked at me with one eye cross-eyed and one eye looking straight.
I shouldn't have left the house at all.
I was gonna say, were you wearing that lipstick?
I was wearing a red.
Then you're a whore, and it's your fault.
I don't want to.
No, it's not your fault. But that's what I want to do. I want to get good at my instincts. So good if the guy would make a face before he growls, and I know to leave.
Yes. Okay, first of all, I'm imagining the growl and the lick happen relatively close to each other.
So what happened after you smacked him?
I didn't smack him. I kind of...
So you should have smacked him.
Thank you.
I'm not a smacker.
You do not hit Stephen
Then you're
Bauer.
A get licker. Then you're a get licker if you're not a smacker. You're going to get licked.
Can I tell you what you do? You do like Gus from Breaking Bad and plot your revenge over 20 years.
that's
tequila with
that's,
your...
That's a plan.
You make them on your no, cat hair and old like, shirts and newspapers. You're not even do anything with
it. It was just weird. It was very weird. So I left the party. I went to a different party, and I ended up getting into like a shouting match with a.
It's you, Aaron. It's you.
With a Trump supporter.
Why? Okay, how'd that happen?
It was great. No, we just were talking about Donald Trump, and it was like loud in there, so we were shouting.
You know how many people have seen that
show?
Well, it was like, I think he's good. No, I think he's better. And there was that.
Yeah.
Not even a fight.
You know how many people had...
Did you have anger from the Stephen Bauer incident? You took out somebody at a club?
How many women at CPAC didn't get licked and didn't get shouted down? I would say the rest of them.
Yeah, I've got a really... Yeah.
It's you!
Yeah, you're right. It is my fault. That's a good point.
Sweetheart.
As long as you recognize what you did wrong, that's
I mean,
a point
just
there.
Apologize. Make amends.
It is my fault, yeah.
So, look, I got his number. We can call him and apologize.
I will. God, I'm going to hang myself with his mouth.
I'm just saying, if my girl came to me and said some nigga growled and licked my face, I said, okay, I've got to find this dude. I'm going to whip his ass.
So I didn't know Will Sylvins was on the show.
You should have been saying, I smacked the dude.
That's very biblical of you.
It was a situation where it was like, okay, this happened. It was a pain in the ass, and I just want it to be done. So I left. And so anyway, the next day I went out. Like,
as a man, if somebody's ass got to get whooped, if that's my woman.
I'm just going to tweet this video to Stephen Bauer.
So I'm just making sure my woman.
Do not.
Yeah, do not. She never said his name. We have just been saying
it. I didn't confirm or deny
anything.
Yeah,
we don't know who it is, but it's him.
It's the old nigga from Ray Donovan show who be fucking them 16-year-old girls. I ain't going to say his name, but the old nigga from Ray Donovan always got a shirt open. Israeli dude. He's Israeli. You know what I'm talking about.
He's not Israeli.
He is Israeli.
No, he's Cuban, in fact. He's not Israeli. I swear to God. He played an Israeli in Sword of Gideon.
But he played a Cuban, too. Maybe he's not Cuban.
He played a Cuban as
no,
well.
No, I looked it up because I was curious because I was like, why is he in this Jew movie and his name's Bauer? I can't remember why he changed his name, but he's actually Cuban.
Oh,
or half Cuban.
But he can still be Jewish, though. He can be Jewish and Cuban, right?
Cuban?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
If Welcome Back, Kotter is the scientific.
Because Jewish is a religion, so you can be anywhere and be it.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
So are you going to go back to CPAC again?
Oh yeah, I mean, besides that one thing, I like it. I like being around. I like being around people that are like that.
Besides a man looking at my face,
arguments. I'm actually going to go to the Republican convention this summer. I'm going to be at the RNC and the DNC. My July is.
Do you think
shot.
I go with you?
See, that's why Aaron. That's why I love Aaron, because I know she's a tougher broad than a regular broad who get licked in the face and like, oh my God, she licks somebody's face.
No, things get licky out there.
She's a journalist. She's used to this kind of life, so she can't play the hey, look at me, I'm getting licked by this dude. Yeah. I'm a victim. You're not a victim.
Aaron's about this life.
It was a weird. Experience.
I get that, but yeah, it's not a victim. It's a victimless crime.
Well,
I don't think so. He had to do it to someone.
Wait, what?
He didn't lick the air.
It's victimless.
I exist.
You got to get licked, and he got.
How was it? How
everyone
and,
wins.
And your overall experience, was it great, you said?
Yeah, I mean, I came, so.
There you go.
What? There you go. Say that again. Just say that again for a second.
No.
Just say it. Don't worry about
it. I'll put it on loop.
Slow it
we got
deeper.
It. I'll put it on loop.
Slow it down, Stephen Bauer. Now listen.
But otherwise, other than that, it was really fun.
Was he gentle when he licked? Or was he like, was it an aggressive one?
It was just like, it was like quick.
Oh. Did he seem scared? Like a lick and run?
No.
He was used to doing it.
No. He's probably licked a lot of
I'm
people.
I'm sure that I'm not special.
So he knows who to lick. Well, you agreeing with
Aaron,
that too? He
you
knows
might
who
be
to...
a tall taste of ice cream as the same girl. Did you think of that?
Maybe. But yeah, overall it was really fun. And the next day I was pretty hungover. I had to.
So some drinks were involved too.
How alcoholic was his lick?
It was kind of early in the night. It was like I had been out with some other women who
were
like,
were you giving him like come to lick eyes? Do you think? Was there like a bit?
I don't know.
She don't remember?
What would it come?
See, now you started to realize
my part. Yeah,
I'm investigating.
No, you know.
First of all, it was like a public place and it was kind of normal conversation. Now you're saying it was a few drinks, it was late in the night.
Thank you.
In about 10 minutes' time, into this conversation, if we keep digging, you're going to be like, okay, so I was in his room at the hotel and we were naked on the bed and he growled in my ear and licked me. And
guy and he had his dick like all the way in me.
Hashtag Steven is
and all of a sudden he
a rapist.
No, it was like 9 p.m. ish. So like
that's
been out to dinner before.
With him. Okay, I see. All right.
Those are DCO.
No, it was strange, but I don't like I'm not mad. It just was really weird. And
you went on a date with the dude, I get it.
Hey, slow down, Kesha, we get it.
I just went out of my contract, man.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong with that story. I'm finding out. How come you were so close to him that he could lick your face?
Yes, and you not pulled back before the lick after the growl.
All right, Sherrod, well...
It sounds like a date to me, Rick.
Yeah.
Please tell Sherrod Lemon how you didn't bite his penis and escape.
It's like, Kurt, if you go in a hallway right now, growl at a girl.
The only way we're going to find this out is to recreate it.
And she not hit you.
Can I demonstrate on
Rick,
my friend?
Why don't we get Rick to play the part of Steve? You go over there to Aaron.
Okay, oh, I don't want to get linked again.
Okay, look, I don't really want to say that.
It's all right. Rick can do it from here. He's got skills.
Now, if you went in a hallway.
It was
now I'm hard.
Yeah, it was like one movement.
Now I just
so is Rick. Are you happy?
And yes, he did taste his chocolatey as you think. Yeah.
With a niggery nougat.
Yeah. He's not kidding about that nougat.
Okay, I got a question. Eric.
It's a cocoa butter.
Yes.
And you're going to hate this question, but do you ever look at a guy, you ever recognize the importance or how beautiful you are, how you are, right? And you ever want to walk by a guy and go, like, he's never going to experience my kind of beauty, the beauty I have. So I'm going to be charitable. And make out with him.
This is how I'm asking you out on a date.
You ever feel so charitable? Like, I think women are beautiful. You should be
like a pity kiss. A pity kiss.
No, not pity. Just not pity, caring about caring. A guy being alone.
A service kiss.
No,
service.
You can't do he dehumanize it.
Isn't that what escorting is?
No, basically? No, you dehumanize it.
Escorting is because there's no emotions there. You know, there's a lot of hate. I have bad memories when you stare at me that long, Jeff.
Yeah, I can't say
we
that.
Both escorted. We both got paid for sex, didn't we?
Oh, shit.
Isn't it?
Erin, who would you pay more money to have sex with? Me or Rick?
It depends if you like Ferlinghetti. If you don't, you'll go with Jeff.
This is going to... As a woman, I don't think I will really ever have to pay for sex.
No.
We're not saying we have to.
If I have to?
We're not saying if you have
just
to.
Just the hell
we're saying if you chose to as an experience. You're a journalist. Maybe you're doing a bit of immersive documentary making.
Erin, and I tell you, one of our new advertisers is Sex Tours to Haiti for older women.
Where is he?
Ooh.
So when you when you
what
hit 45,
younger women?
No, you're gonna have to wait until you're older. Sex tour to Haiti? 30. That's where women go. Old rich ladies, they go to Haiti.
They go to Haiti
to do what? Get fucked?
To get fucked by young Haitian boys.
Oh wow, when Will Sylvans is right here in America.
That motherfucker won't fuck. He just hugs him. He's a
and
goddamn hugger.
He's a hugger.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Why
when, you?
When she queefs.
Why you do these?
We gotta get Will back on, man.
Yeah, let's bring Will and take him to task for dinner.
How's he doing? I haven't seen him.
He's doing great. I saw him on Saturday night.
He looks more like the Book of Eli than ever. He looks like...
Shouldn't you be blind with a Bible?
Will is protecting the last Bible. I don't know if you know that.
Is he a believer? Is he religious?
I don't know if he's into just...
No.
I don't think so.
Well, he's religious like any black person's religious. Like, when you got 2-3 years left.
He's got that.
I'll check in with God when my clock's running out of time.
Don't go in your chocolate pocket.
Not as black people. That's all people. That's everybody in this room is a sinner like that. Me and God.
I give my life to Jesus like 7 times. I'm not even.
He really gave it back 7 times.
Jesus keeps giving me my life back.
You believe in God? You believe in like a higher power, God, or universe?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know is what I say. I don't know.
And I know he does. He believes in a higher
power. He may have
a
structure in his head from his childhood.
I have a structure in my head, but I don't believe in that one.
No, he don't believe in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know. Do you?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, If I was dead 3 years ago,
I would have believed in him.
Yeah, well.
That's not so bad. Who wants to live this long?
Like, what long are you talking?
Yeah, how long?
Well, from the change. The change that happens where you end up eating kale and shit. You end up... I guess I don't have any.
Rick, you never thought you were going to have this full white man lifespan, did you?
No, I didn't want it.
You didn't want it.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I'm just realizing I don't have to have it.
No.
No, you do. You have to stay alive now. You're too old to have died at the cool age.
I can't do anything I used to do anymore because I'm going to die.
Do you know what will keep you alive longer? Licking journalists.
But you can.
Yeah, I know. There's a pungency.
Keeps the doctor away. Yeah.
No, it's just weird.
It's like they say you shouldn't do drugs because it was going to kill you, but you say why is it worth living if you're not having fun and living?
Well, I wanted to go out and burn. I just want to have excitement all the time, and now I'm learning about, going to museums, slowing down. I like museums, but slowing down or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, isn't that nice now? And I'm like, yeah, it's nice, but some nights it's fucking painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that fucking life? The entire time. Sometimes it's nice, and the rest of the time it's really
fucking
painful.
Like, that's part of, that's what I had to learn.
But when you're young and just drinking and living and loving, you don't really feel the lows as many times as you think.
Yeah, because you're stupid, because you're not aware.
But it's funny because ignorance is bliss. It's ignorance is bliss, though.
Ignorant, yeah.
That's a poor man's vacation.
Which is why Trump supporters having a fucking great time.
That's a poor man's vacation. We overthink things, we're going to have a heart attack and a stroke by the time we fucking 45.
If you're a Trump supporter, you can go around licking journalists having the time of your life.
You know that you're a bunch of guys out here, right? You got to hear this. For 6 years, all I've been hearing is from guys younger than me that they're old out in L.A.
Yeah.
And, I kept saying, I initially said, I don't hear that in New York. Then after a while, I went, like, get away from me. I said, I'm not, I can do 3 hour shows. And now I'm back. And when I said about age here, you guys were like, no, but you're not. You know, and out there,
they're thinking you're all
but around the clock.
Yeah,
it's like a sick hospital. No, but I'm there every minute. It exists.
Yeah,
it's like the strangest experience. That it's a true experience.
That's a weird perspective. But, I never even thought about it like that.
You guys didn't even say about it. You know, you didn't say a goddamn thing.
No,
because it ain't about that. It's unbelievable.
Because
I gotta get out of
LA. You're not a fucking athlete.
Because Hollywood is just like the industry. Just like the industry here, the whole town is like that. It's age driven. It's all youth and not youth. That's
and
what
that's
I see.
All, by the way,
not about yourself.
The
not
discrimination
about yourself.
Or whatever of comedy, when we get in these stupid arguments about, like, I can't make it because I'm an Indian woman. And whatever.
Yeah, it's so you here.
That's
youth.
LA.
Yeah, but
LA
youth is youth. What,
it's all
and
about
it's, little, it's satellites of LA and New York City, like the Comedy Central building and the fucking NBC this and the fucking CBS.
In fact, on the
that's
pilot,
satellites
Shrotty.
Of that fucking sickness.
Shrotty,
yeah, like, right. It descends on you.
Yeah.
But, dude, on my pilot. Because I wanted you to be the other dude, you know, the black dude, and I was taking up the old guy space.
Yeah.
At 30, I was 37 when we started. So that was the old, I was just out of the coveted demographic.
They're stupid. And meanwhile, Louis goes and does his own show and blows up. And no young motherfuckers on there at all. And then people are like, this is a revelation. No, it's not a revelation. He just got an opportunity to do something that y'all ain't doing. But y'all still always chasing the same young
dude. This one Saturday.
He did his work.
Be.
He did. He kept going. Did his work. Didn't care about what other people thought.
Stayed the course.
I don't think I'm allowed to say anything about it. But
that's all he did.
Dude, you got to see Rick
and have to get away from the industry. The industry is poison.
Yeah.
It's poison.
Trust me.
Wait, there's young people in Horace and Pete.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah, but that's not the
are you talking about
I'm saying Louis show.
Louis.
Yeah. What really blew up was the Louis show.
Yeah.
And it was all old motherfucker. Rick was on there, fucking Nick Apollo.
It's also a bar, so they're going to have young people at the bar. You know,
right.
It's not like they pull them in and put orange shirts on them, like freaks and geeks, whatever.
Right.
Bang Theory. They look like 11-year-old jackoffs. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I even like shows like us, It's Still Sunny in Philadelphia. It's like, though, that crew is the all the motherfuckers our age.
Yeah.
Sunny in Philadelphia.
Slides,
always sunny.
No, yeah.
All, the motherfuckers our age.
Right.
But the thing is, and it's a funny ass show.
Yeah.
And that show
this
would never be on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's weird, yeah.
Ever.
Do
would never be on there. Funnier than everything they got.
Wait, I want to ask you something.
Because they ages.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have it because they too old. They look at those guys like
old. If you roll an orange into this Comedy Central office with an H&M sweater on it, you get a job as a host. Roll an orange in there.
Listen, Jotty, here's what you
got
to do.
You got no character over there. There's no character at that network. Yeah.
You need to grow a big friendly afro and some horn-rimmed spectacles.
Yeah, man, it's true.
I'm going to stay this nigga all day.
And a nice sweater.
And I got a new show on A&E. Fuck Comedy Central.
Don't look at me with that threatening angry.
This week in Black and White. Fuck Comedy Central. Eight episodes.
Wait, is your show called Same Nigga All Day?
Same Nigga All Day.
It's
going to be on BET and it's going to be huge.
Dude, I want to call
I wouldn't go for BET either. BET's worse than Comedy Central.
Really? Yeah, they're both. Like,
it's all fire, nigga. Let me tell you something.
I'm too old as well. I don't look young enough to be on anything.
Don't do that to yourself,
Comedy
man.
Central,
you don't know what you're
talking about. I'm asking a question.
Don't ever
say that.
I'm not young enough because it's a lie that ruins careers.
I'm not old in my life. I don't feel like an old person, but I'm saying for these execs.
No, you're saying young.
I'm 32. I'm out of that now. Cool young person.
That's why you got to do your own thing. You got to do your own thing because they don't know better. They all looking at Nickelodeon.
I was thinking of cutting my hair and shaving my balls. I thought that maybe that would be my way in.
No.
Cut
your balls and shave your hair.
Here's the thing.
Wait,
Louis Show couldn't get on Comedy
and then
Central.
Then I'm ticking a box,
Louis
right?
Show, the biggest thing on the comedy.
The first
Louis Show, biggest thing in comedy, couldn't get on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Couldn't get on.
Yeah.
Louis Show.
Wait, did he pitch it to them?
Oh. They wouldn't have picked it up. Is this the point?
And that goes
I mean,
they wouldn't have picked it up.
The essential thing that people don't realize is That goes all the way down to original thought. When you say, I know I don't look that age range, that starts that whole thing. Like, you get rid of that thought because they don't know what an age range is. You don't know what an age range is.
Exactly.
Mm. And you got to slaughter that. Like, I got more work now.
All right, fuck it. I'm forming a boy band.
You got more work now than you did back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm forming a boy band.
So, you know, and I understand it, too.
Yeah.
I have a lot to bring to it and a stutter.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you guys a thing that's a political thing related to CPAC? Who's worse to you, Trump, if they for the nomination? Because who's winning now? Right now, it's Trump winning.
Trump is winning in delegates, and Rubio's Cruz is like 100 behind.
Okay, and Hillary's handily winning.
No, actually, no. I think the media coverage has been really skewed to make it seem like she's winning more handily than she is. Yeah, it's closer than the mainstream media is making it.
Definitely
out to
is.
Be.
Really,
he beat her in Michigan, which he was behind 25 points in the polls.
She has a delegate lead
and won.
She has a delegate lead, but the Democrats have a lot more super delegates, and most of those are pledged to Hillary.
Yeah, those pledged to Hillary because it's a long, dirty game of shaking hands for years and years, and Bernie ain't there with that.
So who's worse?
Bernie was training himself to.
He's a senator.
He's 70s. I like that the guy's been constant. That's the thing I love about that guy. He's constant. He's always had a fucking one thing, and he's gone with it, and he's not gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's the little I understand about it as an English person in America.
Yeah.
Whereas Hillary's just bullshit. Everyone else is bullshit.
He was, I guess, on the right side of history with shit, probably, right? With a lot of shit. But this is what I want to know.
We got 2 minutes.
Okay, that's great.
The right side of history, you heard that. Who's worse?
He's right on the right
Trump
side.
Or Ted? Because everybody's worried about, like, Louis wrote that letter about Trump being like Hitler in a way.
Which is every meme on Facebook.
But I think Cruz it would be way worse than Trump.
Cruz's ideas are way worse than Trump's, except for when it comes to his like kind of xenophobic stance toward Muslims and Mexicans. I think
that's why I like him.
What are Cruz's, he really supports with me. Policies. Tell me
something. Ted Cruz was a clerk in the Supreme Court, and he worked for a very anti-abortion justice. And if you're somebody who's like pro-choice, he's really bad news because he's sort of aligned himself with the extreme far right. And some of the things that he said about abortion rights and abortion access have been in line with like the type of person that shot up Planned Parenthood. Like they say similar things. Like I'm a warrior for babies.
One question. Doesn't that mean he's completely right-wing extremist?
I
don't think you can be mild. I think that makes him a complete.
He's super far right-wing when it comes to like the size of the government. In terms of making it smaller, he's more warlike than I would prefer a president to be. He wants America to be a theocracy. He wants America to be a theocracy.
Here's why he creeps me out. Ted Cruz was like that kid. Do you know a kid in high school that was like really Republican? And you're like, hey, we're kids. Why do you have such a strong.
Alex P. Keaton of your school.
Had a briefcase.
He was 7. He was Alex P. Keaton.
Yeah.
And he kept the same views his whole life. Like, what a creep.
So he's an extreme right-wing guy.
I
thought you said a few of his policies.
We're out of time now.
We are out of time now.
All right, what's happening, everybody? Where are you at?
What was I about to say? Jesus Christ.
Well, time for your plugs.
I don't remember what
I was
going to
say. Hey, I'll be in Providence, Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection Friday through Saturday, everyone, through Sunday.
How'd you get that?
My agent.
I was going to say something about Cruz.
Ted Cruz?
I'm at the New York Comedy Club Friday and Saturday night. Don't say anymore. And Stand Up New York, whether they like it or not.
Okay, good. Get out there and go see Rick, man.
Karen
Rick
plugs.
Shapiro.
Tommy
what you got? You got something, Jeffrey? How are you going to skip Jeff? I'll guess.
Can you turn the goddamn mic on, Shelb?
It's all right. He's fucking up. I get it. It's fine.
Usual Crass to Mouth. I had Jess Delfino, who I get along with great for the record, and Tommy O'Malley, and listen to it. It was really fun.
I didn't know he was saying it.
I always get passed over. All my live dates can be found on my website, jeffreyleach.com, JeffreyLeach.com. All my live dates. And I got a feature film that just came out called The Dog Wedding, and a second one coming out in a couple of weeks.
The Dog Wedding?
It's a romantic comedy. Yeah, it's featuring like a big WWE star and all sorts.
It's
quite funny. It's not a porn. No, I voice a British bulldog in it.
Really?
Watch it. Yeah, go support. It's an independent movie.
I'll bang you
and
like
it's
a British
great.
Bulldog.
It's actually in New York. It's playing at a cinema in New York on March 11th to the 17th.
Rick, I got all eyes on my new show, A&E, starting beginning of June, The Week in Black and White. That's what I'm saying.
That's great.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. And, first show I ever sold to anybody. First show I ever created and sold
anybody.
Did Comedy
Central want it or not?
No, I wouldn't even get a meeting with them.
Rick.
And I'll be on Horace and Pete on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, Horace and Pete to catch Rick and me.
But,
check out Vocative. I edit that website, so check it out.
Or just find her in a bar and lick her face.
Yeah.
Where's Rick? Yeah. What's that?
We had a ball. That's the bell. That's the bell. We're done.
Wow.
Amazing.
We had a great time. Now, right now, we're going to play that new DJ premiere.
All right.
With Yuna. Shall turn it up in the room. This is a banger. Y'all go check it out. Race. I got.